Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song.
Whoa.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational track to see successful guests promote self masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Family, it is your host, Esther. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Happy Friday the 13th. What's good? Oh, it's cold, y'all. It's cold for real. Man, yeah, winter kind of came and through Chicago and just kind of set it off. So it's cold. We had a little bit of a heat wave today here in Chicago. It was like maybe 20 degrees or 25 degrees, but it's been cold. So I'm just kind of happy to be in some warmth right now, happy to be with the Remix family, happy to be feeling all of that energy for real. Hey, everybody. Yeah, it's cold. I ain't even playing. So the chat room is open, everyone, so you can come on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, and you can sign up if you are not already signed up, and then log in if you want to call in. The number is 646-652-2711. Definitely want to get on the lines tonight. We will we'll be doing a very interactive show. We're going to be talking about basically recognizing the energy of your words and writing from your heart. Writing is something that's definitely very dear to me. I do a lot of it. Some of it I don't want to do, but some of it I have to do, and just naturally I just love to write. So we're going to kind of talk about that, just talk about the power of your words, understanding the energy behind words, and really kind of just breaking that down. And, of course, we'll do a lot of funky exercises and have y'all call in and share. So we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Hey, Calamar, Griffin, Bo Hurdle, the show. What's going on, y'all? Also, definitely want to give a shout out to all of our international callers, especially those of y'all who are places where it's like 70 degrees, like people in Jamaica. I can only imagine it, you know. I can really only imagine it. So let's see who we have on our international shout-outs. We got the United Kingdom. Big shout-out to all of you in the UK, Canada, Kenya, South Africa, Turkey, Nigeria, France, the Netherlands, Jamaica, Barbados, Tunisia, India, Australia, the Bahamas, Trinidad and Tobago, the Philippines, Germany, Greece, Egypt. Man, did y'all hear about it snowing in Egypt? I'm going to come back to that. And then Belgium, Austria, Spain, Thailand, Brazil. Wow, Thailand. Shout out to Thailand. Italy, Lithuania, Ghana, Mozambique, Malaysia, Bangladesh, Argentina, Chile, Switzerland, Nepal, Saudi Arabia, Denmark, the Netherlands, wow, Cape Verde, Morocco, New Zealand, China, Japan, Bulgaria, and Romania. We are worldwide, universe-wide, for real. Yeah, y'all, it snowed in Egypt. I know, right? It snowed in Egypt, and it was a record-breaking snow. So, you know, it rarely ever breaks snow there. But I think they said that it snowed maybe like 100 years ago, like they had something, you know. But that it's a rarity. So for them to get this much. So it snowed in Egypt. It snowed in Jerusalem. They had nearly 3 feet of snow. And, you know, yeah, that's crazy, right? They got more snow there than we got in Chicago. I'm like, that's deep. I talked to Miss Blue earlier, and it was crazy because she was telling me that she had a dream last night about being trapped in a snowstorm with a bunch of us. And she said that it was real cold and it was a whole lot of people, and she's definitely going to come and share about this dream. But she said she woke up today and she saw this and she was like, wow, you know, so just divine confirmation, y'all, you know, stuff definitely going down in the universe. So much love to everybody out there in Egypt, out there recovering from the snow, because, yeah, that's real, real serious for sure. So definitely just want to give a shout-out to everyone that's listening, all of our international callers, and definitely a shout-out to all the sisters in the priestesshood. Much love to all of you, and then everyone in Self-Invested, and much love to Brother Bilal. Just want to let you all know there is not going to be a Self-Invested class tomorrow, this weekend, but even though we're not meeting this weekend, definitely want to spread the word that we still got plenty of work that we should be working on, plenty of homework, working with the Money Matters Kit, and all of that wonderful stuff. So you should definitely still be doing that. Also want to give a little update on the website. We are finishing up the website, getting everything updated. Really, really hope to have that released soon. So just want to let you all know that's going on. If you are not self-invested and you're interested in being self-invested, definitely email Miss Blue at question for blue, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, B-L-U-E, at gmail.com. And then you all know the Know Your Magic audio workbook and the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. If you haven't got your Kim deck yet, I don't know where y'all been. Kim deck has been around the globe, around the universe, in the ethers, everywhere. So definitely go to www.missblueblast.com/cards, and you can definitely hit Miss Blue up if you have any questions about that. I am I'm kind of off some Tivana tonight, so I'm going to just send some love to Tivana because it's cold, and I really had to have me some tea just to get my mind right. So if you all have not tried the Jade Citrus Mint Tea from Tivana, oh, my goodness, it is so good, so good. And I also I mixed with it the white gold honey. They have these white gold honey spoons. Oh, my gosh. So good. So I'm off that. Much love out to Tivana. I love Tivana to death. It really, really helps me get my mind right. I also want to send a shout-out to the Forgotten Foods Remember, because I also had some blue magic today, and that kind of got me through my day and my night. So if you all don't know about blue magic, that was the mixture that the Forgotten Foods put together that was dedicated to Miss Blue. If you all did not hear that show, go back and check it out in the archives. And you know you can find all of the remix shows, blogtalk.rail.com/the remix. You can also subscribe to the remix in iTunes and get the shows automatically downloaded. Go back and listen to that show because you all definitely want to get some blue magic if you haven't. Whew, it's amazing. So shout out to the Forgotten Foods. Definitely a big shout out to Brother Bobby and Sister Linda, sending them much love. Much love out to all of the remix listeners. Much love to Miss Blue and Sister Manya, who are definitely here listening in tonight. So much love to everybody. All right, so y'all ready to dance? I'm ready to dance. I'm ready to move around. Have us kind of get pumped for a little bit before we get ready to get into our exercises tonight. We are going to listen to some Baby Blue, of course, and then we're going to get into the share on Friday the 13th. Really loving Friday the 13th. Today was a good day. Today was a real good day. So definitely want to keep that energy raised. And like I said, keep that warmth coming because we definitely need it. We definitely need it. All right, you all, let's get ready to dance.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Son, I swear it was like 30 of them. They all came surround me. The tunas around me. And I turned around. Yeah, and I turned around. I thought Neil bounced. I turned around. Neil was right there with the ice pun. You know he's bent. When he gets bent, he's out of it. He's right there like this.
Like this, man. Hey yo. When it come to tech, I'm similar to a menace. But old dog Stephen King couldn't fuck with the damage that I do to a bastard. Keep fucking around, won't be nobody strong enough to. Yeah. I leave them in shock. Niggas get sentenced to life and stretched in a box. Most of my friends got murdered and damn, I feel lost. Wish I was dead when it popped off the. Nobody but me. I got a whole gang of niggas, but that's how you gotta think. If you wanna make it alive and all in one piece, it takes much more than them things to. Yeah, yo Sonny, I'm well connected in the street. We loyal to each other when it come to that beef. We get. Don't worry about a thing, my nigga. I forever leave.
Even when sick is hard.
Time is worse. Never leave my fam in a jam. I'm dying first. Never to my last dollar. I'm grinding first. Never take the stand on my fam. I'm styling first. It's going down. You feel me? The alchemist in the flesh. And I love this profession. But I throw it all away in a second. Cause I'm for the cause when my life is threatened. Take this and that. Maybe that'll take that. Man, you know how we cook the pot up. You could get caught up in some things you would not want us to slow. And watch how I mold the sound. So when I ain't around, the music still. But I'ma keep my eyes open, yo, I don't even blink. Keep the pen moving down the line, I don't even think. Just write it on the paper, get my vocals in sync. Check how it sounds.
Even when sick is hard, I'm going to make sure that I'm around to hold you. We'll never leave the silence till the day I die. I'm gonna recognize that this game can be hard. As long as you're one with me, we are.
For all my niggas I war for, blow the 444. You know I get, you know it. Even if we trap standing back to back, no doubt. No matter if you're wrong or right, you still right. For you I lay a nigga. I don't care if it's the president, I cock my shit, man. For all y'all bitches in the club, if you hop in my truck, first thing you're gonna go. And when we get to the telly, I'ma bend you over and.
Hey yo, mob thugs, drops and trucks. We got enough paper to front. You see our guns and ducks. Somebody finna get wigged, homie. I hope your outfitter. I seriously doubt it. My chain costs a quarter mil. Imagine what I spent gun shopping. Got bullets by the thousands. The shots won't ever stop. They say that we wildin'. And I'm far from recluse. We right on Front Street with the bullies and the coops. Put the drama in the shooting, then I take bullets and die.
Even when sick is hard, I'm going to make sure that I'm around to hold you. We'll never leave the silence till the day I die.
right, Remix family. That was a throwback. That was Alchemist, Hold You Down. I'm just in that kind of mood, you know, holding everyone down, Remix family holding us down. You know, I'm just in that type of mood. So, yeah, that's a throwback, though. That's a throwback. All right, peace, Remix family. So, like I was saying earlier, tonight we're talking about really recognizing the energy of your words and writing from your heart and really being able to express yourself coming from that, you know, sacred space. So we're going to talk about the importance of language and the power of words and recognizing your energy with the use of words. So I think what kind of started me thinking about this is how many times we kind of haphazardly use words and we take on others' concepts of what words mean to us or what we've been told they mean to us. But when we really start to investigate, you know, what we think something means, it usually means something completely different. And so tonight we're going to really do that. We're going to get to the root of dealing with these meanings of words and how they relate to what's in our heart. The ultimate outcome is always to speak what is truly in your heart. But how can you do that if you've never examined how you speak about things to yourself and others? And if you never really thought about the power of certain words that you use? So we're going to do some exercises. We're going to start off with words of power. And then we're going to go into a conceptualizing exercise where we're going to look at some kind of general concepts that we're going to decode. And then we're going to do some channeling with some words to demonstrate how you can pick up the energy of words just from sound. You don't even have to be told what it means, just you kind of going naturally on what you feel. And then we're going to go into some more complex terms like love and hate, things that kind of mean something different to everybody. And we're going to talk about basically how we perceive and how we interpret those concepts. So I was reading the Goddess Book of Days for today, December 13th, and it is St. Lucia Day in Sweden, and it's also the darkest day of winter in Sweden, and it is in Japan, the Kodo Hajime, which is a celebration there, the beginning of things in Greece, the beginning of things in Japan, and then in Greece is the day of Demeter and Ceres, who nurture seeds in darkness. And so I thought this was really perfect and really ties in well with the show because we can think of the importance of planting seeds using words and really thinking about words as being seeds. You know, certain words, they trigger certain ideas, they grow into other ideas, they grow into beliefs, they grow into behaviors. And so thinking about the power that is in words, and how do we really get to looking at those words of power? So what words do we use that raise our energy? What are the words that lower our energy? How do we use those words? How do we feel when somebody else uses those words? So we're going to get into all of that nitty-gritty. Get into all of that nitty-gritty tonight, yeah. Peace and love, Remix family. Hey, everybody. Hey, in the chat room. I see the chat room is filling up. Hey. So everybody make sure you got your pen and your paper out because we're going to get into our first exercise, which is going to be really talking about these power words, okay? And I'm going to tell you all what the exercise is first, okay, because I know Remix family like to jump ahead a lot. So I'm going to give y'all the breakdown now. And then we're going to go back and go through all the steps. So you're going to come up with a total of 10 words, all right? 5 of those words are going to be your power words. They're going to be the words that raise your energy. This can be any type of word you want. There's no restriction on what the word is. And so, for example, if you got a word like, you know, ice cream, I'm not going to say, no, you shouldn't say ice cream raises your energy. If that's a word that raises your energy, that's fine. It can be any word, okay? Then you're going to come up with five words that drain your energy. So what are words that lower your energy? And when I say lower your energy here, it can be anything. It can be it makes you sad. It can be it makes you angry. It can be you just feel real whenever you hear this word, okay? So you're going to write down those 10 words, okay? Then you're going to write down how do you feel when you use those words. So for each word, you should have a feeling of how you feel when you use them. So is it happy? Is it excited? You know, for the ones that are draining, like I said, is it sad? Is it angry, disgusted? You know, you can kind of go wherever you want to go with those. And then you're going to write down how you feel when someone else uses those words. Because there may be a little bit of a difference, okay? So I'm going to go over the instructions again. We're starting with thinking of words as seeds, okay? So certain words trigger certain ideas, certain beliefs, certain behaviors. So let's think about our power words. So what are those words that raise your energy? Come up with five of those words. How do you feel when you use the word? And then how do you feel when someone else uses the word? And then thinking about the words, five words that lower your energy. How do you feel when you use the word? How do you feel when someone else uses the word? Okay? So I'm going to give you all some time. I definitely want you all to get on the line because I want us to share these words because we're gonna have a power word vocabulary tonight. So get on the line if you're not already on the line, 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line. I'm going to give you all some time, all right? Everyone clear on the instructions? I'm looking at everyone in the chat room. I see some of y'all already writing. Yeah, Calamar, I see you. Already. All right. So I am going to give you all a little bit of time, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to go straight to the phone line so that you all can share, okay? Good. All right, perfect. Here we go, you all. I guess we don't go. Okay. Here it is. All right, everybody. So I'm going to go over the instructions one more time because there were a few people PMing me asking what we're working on. So we're coming up with a total of 10 words. Five of those words are going to be power words, words that raise your energy. Any word you want to choose, it's up to you. There's no limitation on the word. Then you're going to come up with five words that lower your energy, draining words. And then just briefly, how do you use those words? How do you feel? So what is that raised energy that you feel? Is it happiness? Is it excitement? Is it joy? You know, whatever that is. And then how do you feel when someone else uses those words? Okay? So call in when you have your words, 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line. I'm going to go ahead and go over to the board and see who we have on the line here. So calling in from area code 262-262, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line? Hello. Hey, Deja. How are you?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Deja, where are you calling from?
Racine, Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin. Oh, wow. It's cold up there, too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's snowing.
Yeah, I know it is.
Yeah.
I know it is. Yes, indeed. So did you come up with your list of words?
Well, I only got, like, three of them.
Three of them. Okay, go ahead and share your three. That's fine.
The one first is beautiful.
Okay,
then
beautiful.
Mhm. And it's a good a listener.
A listener, okay.
Yeah.
So how does the word beautiful, how does that make you feel?
Well, because I suffer from low self-esteem, and I just like it when people tell me that I'm beautiful, and it's like it makes me have a good day. It makes
okay.
me feel positive, like I'm important. So.
Okay. So when other people call you beautiful, you feel that. What about when you use the word beautiful? Does it also have that effect?
Well, not really. Sometimes I feel like I'm lying to myself sometimes.
Okay, I got you. And then what about attractive?
Attractive, because I always wanted to be attractive since I was young. And, like, it's like, I don't know, it's just like I don't catch the attention from guys like I want to.
So yeah, like, is this a power word or is this a word that lowers your energy?
It's a power word.
It's a power word.
It's okay.
That's
beautiful.
Okay. So you like to hear it from other
people. Yeah.
Got you. And then what about listener?
I'm a good listener. I like to listen to people and help them.
Okay.
Like, and I think it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
From me, and I think I'm a good listener. From other people, they say I'm a good listener. So I think it goes both ways.
Beautiful. So how do you use these words? Do you have these words around you ever? Do you have them, like, up on your wall or anything? Do you use them?
No.
No? Okay. You just know you like them.
Yeah, pretty much so, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, good. I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to go to a few more calls. I'm going to come back to you and talk about how to kind of shift the energy around those words that could be related to things like low self-esteem, you know. So we'll definitely talk about that as well. But thank you so much for sharing, Deja. So hold the line, okay? All right,
peace. Can I press 1 again?
Yeah, you'll be able to press 1 again. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Love those words. So we got power words like beautiful, attractive, and listener. Beautiful. I love that. All right. I'm going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 210. 210, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi, ET Remix family. This is Calamar from Texas.
Hey, Calamar.
Hi there.
How you you doing?
I'm fine. I'm calling
you're
in
fine.
To share my words.
Okay,
yes,
what
I'm
were your
fine.
Words?
Well, my first power word is a sex, and my yucky word for that is bad, because lately I've been dealing with some guys who are approaching me and they think they have the right to put their hands on me, which leads to my feelings of the misuse and abuse of the sexual energy that is out here.
So sex is a word.
Irritating to me.
So sex is
a
word that's
word.
A powerful word, okay. But it's a word that is lowering your energy right now.
Yeah, the bad aspects of it when I'm dealing with guys who just approach me and think they have the right to put their hands on me, you know, disrespecting me. So
yeah.
I should have said, you know, like disrespect, you know, that lowers my energy.
Yeah,
so that's very irritating to me, and that's been happening quite a bit.
I understand that.
My second word is yes, that's happening with the energy that's out there, so it's a lot of disrespect. And transmutation is my second word, and my yucky word that lowers my energy, it takes a lot of work. I don't always want to do a lot of work. You know, honestly, you know,
Did you say transmutation?
Transmutation.
Transmutation. Okay.
Yeah. It takes a lot of work. And I don't always want to, like, work it.
I feel that.
I
understand.
Honest.
That's right.
Deadly honest.
That's right.
Lots of work.
I love that.
And my third word is I know I always love that word. I've been studying that a lot lately, too, especially when it comes to, like, sexual transmutation, how you use the sexual energy to make these changes. It's a lot of work to do inner work. It's hard.
Yes, it is.
It's not
it is.
Always easy.
That's right.
It's very difficult. And my third word is extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary, beyond the ordinary, beyond what looks absolutely normal. And my lower energy word is being overwhelmed at times, you know, doing the work, you know, knowing your magic and finding that harmony and balance, you know, to do the work. So once again, it takes you back. Oh, you know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to do, and some of it is just, you know, it just makes me want to shake my head because I don't always feel I have that harmony or that balance.
Yeah.
You know, when I do my work.
Absolutely.
You know, and it takes me to my fourth word, like investment. You know, I invested. As investment, you know, Esther, is not only money. One of the things that irritate me about that is that when you tell somebody about investment, they automatically go to money. It's so much more than money.
It's so much
investing
more than money.
Is so
yes.
Much more than money, and then at the same time have that balance. Yes, it is. It really is. And investing in yourself, yes, you should spend money on yourself. Yes, you should pat yourself on the back. At the same time, you got to have that self-responsibility, once again, of having harmony. Because when you invest in yourself, that doesn't mean that you forget somebody else. And that takes me to my fifth word about the self, because if you get too much in yourself and then your ego player hater comes out even more so, and it makes you think that you are like island to yourself, and that's not true. And interdependence is a very, very important word in any self-investor's vocabulary because you cannot get any place without the assistance of a beautiful, wise, loving support system.
Is that your next word? Is it,
so
is it interdisciplinary?
My fifth word is actually self.
Oh, it's self.
And then
okay.
My yucky word with self is that you could be so... Yeah, you could be so much into yourself that your ego it takes hold too much. The unhealthy side of your ego comes and takes a hold of your common sense.
Yes.
So
wow,
that's how I
very
came up with my words. They kind of like falling in line with one another.
Yeah, very, you. Very good. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For sharing,
yeah.
Calamar.
Always, E.T. Thank you very much.
Okay, hold the line.
Okay, thank you.
Wow. So we got some really good words so far. So we have beautiful, we have attractive, we got listener, we got sex, we got transmutation, extraordinary, investment, self, loving these words, loving these words. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 615. 615, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Esther.
Hey.
This is Cassidy from Nashville.
Hey, Cassidy. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
How you doing? Good.
I'm real good. Staying warm, girl. Staying warm, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What
I know
doing.
You in Chicago, so.
Yeah, it ain't
I
no doubt.
I already know. Okay, I got my
words. So you're sharing your words, okay?
Mm-hmm. My high energy words are thank you, yes, jazz, black people, and indeed. Those are my high energy words.
Love
my
it.
My low energy words are bills, wait.
Is there bills? Yes.
Bills. I mean, self-invest is helping me kind of change the way I say,
sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on not calling them bills anymore, but yeah. Wait. Wrong.
Yeah.
I don't like the word wrong. Don't. And time.
Mm-hmm. What was the last one?
Yeah. Time.
Time. Time.
Time.
Oh, what you don't like about time? What you don't like about time, Chastity?
I mean, you know, time, it's not a good look. Like, I don't like for stuff to take time. I needed to come on with it. Let's do what you
got
to do.
I got you.
So,
I got you.
If you tell me it's going to take some time, I'm going to be like, dang. For
that
what?
Ain't what you trying to hear. You like, nah.
What am I waiting on? Let's do it now. For what? Yeah. I don't
know. Oh, I love this. I love these words. This is awesome. Thank you so much for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold the line. I love this, you all. So far, we got a nice little vocab going. We got beautiful, attractive, listener, sex, transmutation, extraordinary, investment, self, thank you, yes, jazz, black people, indeed, bills, wait, wrong, don't, and time. Jazzy say she don't like stuff to take time. I hear you. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 678. 678, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Michelle from Atlanta.
Hey, Michelle from Atlanta.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How you doing?
Very fine, thank you.
That's good. Is you calling to share your list?
Yes, ma'am, I am, and I don't have a bunch of fancy words, extraordinary and all that.
They don't got to be fancy. They could be simple words.
I was like, wow, my vocabulary must have deteriorated significantly over
You know,
here,
Remix
but...
Family just does the most. We are extraordinary in all ways, for real, so yeah.
Yeah, well, my words were very simple, but I had it was an exercise. This was actually an exercise. I had to close my eyes and think about this here, and so my power words. I had to think about why they were power words for me. The first one is strong.
Strong.
Because that's a way that I perceive myself. You know,
sure.
As having to be strong and capable, and then forceful.
Forceful.
Stable. Stable.
Mm-hmm.
Love. And
love,
I think it's
love.
Just loving the energy of love, you know?
Yeah.
Just loving
yeah.
the energy of love. And then somebody said beautiful, but I actually say beauty. And it wasn't something that I had thought about myself, but I say that to my, like, to my girls. I'll call them beauty when, you know, hi, beauty, how are you? Or, you know,
yeah.
when I see them, like, good morning, beauty. And I think it's because I want them to know themselves as beautiful inside and out, just that they are beauty.
Yeah.
They're just beauty walking as far as I'm concerned. And so
yeah.
that's, I didn't even notice that I said that. One of my coworkers said, because I call her beauty sometimes when I see her. And she says, I love when you do that. It just makes me feel so good. And it didn't even dawn on me that I do that
yes.
with people that I care about.
That is so, I'm so happy that she said that, because that is a big part of this, is really understanding the impact that simple things like that, you know, just simple words that we use, that how that can just change the energy for somebody else and for ourselves and really raise it. And I know, like, for women, how we kind of talk to each other, sometimes they'll just, you know, compliment a sister or something and say, yeah, you know, it looks very nice on you. You look so pretty today. Not even, it couldn't even, you could just be doing it just because. It's not even about, you
mm-hmm.
know, you just like to give compliments. And just doing that can just shift someone's energy completely. You know, they could be like, oh, I'm so happy someone said that to me. You know, you never know what people are going through. Sometimes people kind of have these, like, trigger words when they're going through, like, rough times. They just need to hear it from somebody. Like, anybody could say, you know, man, you look really nice today, and then it's like, oh, thank you, someone said I look nice, you know. So I'm happy that you said that, because that's a big part of this, a big part of this.
Well, and it's fascinating to me, because it's just fascinating to me, too, because there's some things you say and you don't even think about, other people call to your attention for some reason, and that was one of those things.
Yeah.
And the lady in particular that I say this to, thought that she's just a beautiful person. So, this, like, the sweetest, kindest person, one of the sweetest and kindest people I've ever met in my life. Just sweet
wow.
and kind and always so polite and, you know, just one of those people that you just, you cannot help but really love her. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So
yeah.
it must have instinctively kind of pulled her into that circle of mine where I want to handle her like a, you know, in that way, like people close to me. But draining words for me, I have, again, very simple words, but
mm-hmm.
loss or lose, I don't like losing. I don't
yeah.
like
that. That's right. I will not lose. Yes, I know. I
do not like that. poor is one, or poor and lack. Those two kind of go together.
Yeah.
You know, because for a while there, things were hot and tight around here financially, and that
sure.
lack was beating me over the head and really stressing me out. And I think that goes why stable is a power word for me now, because
absolutely.
Things are so unstable.
Absolutely.
Can't, that's something I'm trying to purge from my vocabulary,
mm-hmm.
and won't, because I don't like when people tell me they will not do.
Yeah, exactly.
What I need them to do. That's
awesome.
A lot.
Yeah, yeah. Love that. Love it. I think this is awesome. So you have strong, forceful, stable, love, beauty, loss, poor, lack, can't, and won't.
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. This is an awesome vocab. Awesome vocab. All right, so I want you to hold the line. We are going to definitely come back and talk about shifting the energy around those words that lower your energy, that kind of drain you. But I want you to hold the line. I want to get a few more people to share some of their words.
Awesome.
And then I'll come back. Thank you so much for sharing, Michelle. Hold the line.
Thank you.
Woo, y'all are doing it tonight, Remix Family. I love these words. I love it. Going to the next caller, calling in from area code 219. 219, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Brandon. I'm calling from Indiana, well, Gary, Indiana. How you doing?
Hey, Brandon. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm out here with my mama.
You sound like you're doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I had wrote 10 words, but uh-huh. I put a star on five of the words that's most power words for me.
Okay.
So the first one is Naga. I like the, I just love that word.
Naga, okay,
yeah.
Naga, yeah.
The second one is actually my mother's name, her name Tammy. You know, every time I hear that name,
that's
my mama name. It just brings me lots of joy to hear that name.
Yeah.
The third one is boxing. The fourth one is try, because you never know what you can achieve unless you try it.
That's right.
The last one is win.
Win, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. Okay, and then what are the other ones that drain or lower your energy?
Okay, the first one is can't, which I know the previous caller said, but
yes.
It's mine too. Second one is death. The third one is
what
lost.
Was that? That you said death?
Yeah, no, death.
Like death,
like
D-E-A-T-H, okay, death, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is lost. The fourth one is oppression. I don't like that at all. And my last one is grudge. I've never been the type of person who hold a grudge, and I don't like for people to do it either, so...
Love this. So you have Naga, Tammy, boxing, try, win, can't, death, lost, oppression, and grudge.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you so much for sharing, Brandon. Definitely stay on the line because I'm going to come back to all of you all who are sharing, tonight. Thank you, Brandon. Peace and love.
Okay. You're welcome. Peace and love.
All right, let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 855. 855, you are live in the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello, good night, Esther. Griffin, are you from Jamaica?
Hey, Griffin. Griffin, should I ask you what the temperature is?
Let me tell you what it is. Actually, it's around, I'd say, because it's getting a little bit chillier. I'd say it's about 69.
He said it's getting a little chilly. It is 69. You know what?
Yeah. Just a little bit. Especially in the morning. It's up,
That's what's up. That's what's up. So y'all getting a little cold, but not really.
Not really.
Yeah.
No. Still tropical.
So what are your words, Griffin?
Okay, well, my words that are high energy are great job. Well, I'll be honest, they're not all words. Some of them are statements.
Okay,
that I remember.
That's fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So the first one is great job. The second one is, well, why I say great job, I like when I do something and I put my effort into it and someone really compliments me for doing a good job. You know,
yeah.
I like receiving that. The second one is art.
Yeah,
why this
art.
One is, there's a lot of memories surrounding this one, but the one that's closest to me was I remember being at school and doing art at school and especially high school, where it was a lot of fun. The next one is the name of one of my favorite cartoons, Fantasia.
Yeah.
And whenever I hear that word or just say it, it really just brings to mind all the things that are, you know, dragons and fairies and everything that's beautiful and just, you know, that kind of fantasy world. And it really makes me feel really good, lifts my spirit. And the other one is Dunn's River. And I love going to Dunn's River and have a lot of good memories with that one.
Say that again.
The other one is Dunjifer.
What was, say, oh, Dunjifer, okay.
I'm sorry, Dund River. Yes.
Oh, Dunjifer, okay. Okay, I gotcha.
Right, good. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the last four words for me is Arcadia.
Arcadia.
Yes, at first I didn't know what the word meant. When I heard it, I just liked the way it sounded. And when I found out what it meant, I think it means forest or green plains or something like that. And
yeah.
I really kind of like that scene. And, you know, when you kind of imagine a forest and being in a forest, I like that. Okay,
beautiful.
So the ones that are, you know, dreading. The first one is confidence. And what confidence? Because Griffin kind of works a lot on that. When you know, it's when it comes to inner growth. I mean, quite frankly, a lot of times I just don't think I have enough of it. So
sure,
whenever
sure.
I hear it or I think of confidence, it sometimes, you know, gives me that feeling. The next one is work. So work is. When I would get up in the mornings and think of going to work, the events leading up to going to work, being at work, so work kind of has a kind of a low feeling. The next one is effeminate. And why effeminate is because growing up, sometimes I would get called names by my brother or people that kind of view certain behavior as weakness, or I associate those two, weakness and effeminate. So that's that one. The next one is dad. And why I would say dad is whenever, like if I'm talking to my brother and he's asking me, when last you called your father or dad? And I have nothing to say because I haven't called him in a very long time. So I kind of get very almost angry or a little bitter that he's asking me about my father. So that one is one of them. The next one is waiting. And waiting on a bus to go to work, waiting to be in a meeting with someone, or waiting to actually get like a manager to look at a particular project and acknowledge it. Waiting kind of gives me that feeling of impatience and tension.
Yeah.
Okay, and my last one is I don't have enough money. Now, whenever I think of something to do...
Yeah,
no, I know that's not one word, but that's...
No, I know what you're saying.
Right. Whenever I think of doing something, you know, I have a project or something that it just comes to mind and it really gets me excited. When I start thinking of the resources and sourcing things, I don't have enough money. Just kills it totally. So that's what I really have to share tonight.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. I'm gonna say them again. Great job, Art Fantasia. You said Dunn's River, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Dunn's River, okay.
I said Dunn's
Arcadia.
River.
Okay, yes. Good. Confidence, work, effeminate, dad, waiting, and I don't have enough money.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Griffin.
Thank you, Esther. Thanks a lot.
Okay, hold the line. Wow. Whoo, this vocabulary is coming along, y'all. Y'all know we have 50 words already. I'm going to take a few more callers before we go to the next part. I want to make sure that I, whoo, so many of y'all on the line. I want to make sure I get to all of you all. So let me go to the next caller, calling in from area code 414. 414, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Original Titan. How are you today?
Hello, Original Titan. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm going over my words real quick.
All right.
And it's really basic. Really basic words. I'm going to go through them real fast. Action. Action is one of my words.
Okay.
Stone love is another word that really, you know, energizes me. The word
you said
spiritual.
Stone love.
Stone love, not just love. Stone love.
Stone love. I heard that.
Fire is another one, and fulfillment.
Fulfillment. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Make me feel complete and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And my last five words that's draining is slow, stop, wait, unsure, and no. Hate those words.
Yeah. Y'all know y'all hate waiting. Ooh, y'all all hate waiting. I hear you. Everybody said that.
So that's where you go to the next one.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing, OC. Okay. The line. Oh, you all are too funny. All right, I'm going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 919. 919, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Esther, what's happening? This is Ephraim Bo Hurdle, the one and only.
Hey, Bo Hurdle.
How you living?
What's going on, man? What's going on? I'm good. How you doing?
Everything is copacetic.
Copacetic. I hear that. That's one of my words. Copacetic.
Had to bring one of the 70 turns back at you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, I got 10 words for you. My first
right.
five are as follows. The first word is wealth.
Wealth. Mm-hmm.
Second word is boss.
Boss. Mm.
Third one is elite.
Mm. Are these your power
Fourth
words?
One. These are, oh, yeah, these are my power words.
These are your power words. Okay, go ahead.
Right. So the first one is wealth. Second one is boss. Third one is elite. Fourth one is royalty.
Mm.
And the fifth one is triumph.
Triumph. I love that. Yeah.
And the five words that lower my energy, number one is broke.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Number two is sick.
Yeah.
Number three is poor. Number four is behind. Mm. And number five is common.
Common. Yeah. Wow. That's a very powerful list. Yeah. I love this. Love
awesome,
it.
Awesome.
All right, Bo.
All right.
Hold the line. Thank you for sharing.
All right.
Peace and love. Y'all are too funny. All right, going to the next caller calling in from area code 334. 334, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Esther. This is Sheena.
Hey, Sheena. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
All right, I'm just going ahead and share. I'm going to start with the words that lower my energy first.
Okay.
And that sorry, broke, bored.
That's the way you all say broke. Y'all hear how everybody's
yes.
saying broke? Like, you know, they saying it with some umph, like broke.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just broke, you know? Wow.
It's broke.
Okay.
I don't like
broke.
Broke.
Okay, so you said broke, bored. Mhm.
Mhm. Hard and failure.
Yeah.
Okay, and so the words that lift my energy is fabulous. Turn up, because it makes you excited. Turn up.
Did you say turn up?
Turn up.
She said turn up. I know that's right. yeah.
Grateful, love, and powerful.
Yeah. I love that, Sina. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Hold the line.
Okay.
All right, peace. Wow. I love these lists, y'all. Oh, my goodness. All right, let me go to, I believe this is a international caller calling in or from Skype. You are live on The Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Who's on the line?
My name is Stacy, and I'm calling from New York City.
Hey, Stacy from New York.
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised I got through tonight. I've been calling for about a week and a half and have not been able to get through to you. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Friday the 13th is your lucky night.
Well, yes, thank you. Well, I have a question in regards to employment. Do you see me landing two jobs? I'm looking for basically what I do, I work for a consulting agency as a temp, okay? So I just completed a temp, a 10-month temp assignment that ended last week, okay? So I don't want to rely on unemployment because I have to move within the next 30 days. Do you see me getting a job offer, a permanent job offer?
Stacy, have you been listening to the show? or did you just get on?
I just got on.
Okay. Okay, we are in the middle of an exercise. So I'm going to have you hold the line because we're actually doing the exercise now. So I'm going to have you hold the line for us. Is that okay?
Okay,
no problem. Wonderful.
No problem.
Okay, so hold the line for a second. We will come back to you, Stacy.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, all right. All right, let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 347. 347, you are live on The Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is Darren calling from New York City.
Hello, Darren calling from New York City.
Guys, because it's nice and it's cold out here, too. Freaking.
It's cold out there. I know it is. I heard. Is it snowing?
Not yet, but I think it's supposed to snow tomorrow, they're saying.
Yeah, we're supposed to get some snow, I think, starting tonight into tomorrow. So, yeah. So you got your words for us?
Yeah. I have nothing but uplifting words.
Perfect.
So, the first two are like couplets for my songs. If for some reason when I hear them, it stays in my head for some reason. I don't know why. First one is it's weird. The first one is Family First.
Family First. Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with the Jay-Z album.
Oh yeah.
The beat drop.
I love that song.
Yeah, for some reason when he says that, like he says that word, like it comes on and he's family first.
Family first, yeah, love that.
Stays in my head. Another one off of the that same album is "Don't Be Good, Be Great."
Don't be good, my niggas. Be great.
Be great.
Yeah.
So empowering for some reason. I don't know
why.
I got freedom.
Love that.
Truth.
Yeah.
And creativity. That's a big one for me because, like, I look at life and everything as being like life in general is just being as like expression. You know what I mean? Everything is expressing itself.
Yeah.
Like nature. You go outside, you see. Expression of nature, expression in, I love art, I love music.
Yeah.
Just to see that expression is just deep to me. So creativity is like really uplifting to me. So
love that.
Sorry I don't have no full of other words, bad words, but I just have a,
Now, is that because you just don't, you don't have words that really lower your energy? Because that's a good thing, too, if you don't, you don't have any of those.
That's the thing, like, I can't really think of, like, words that, like, really, like, lower energy at the moment.
Yeah. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing, Darren.
Baron. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. It's all right. All right. Hold the line for me. Peace and love. Stay warm.
You too.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So I see all of y'all still on the line with your hands up. And I'm not going to be able to get to all of you for this round, but we're not done. So I want you all to know, we have, let me just see here. Let me look at all of these words. We have, let's see, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. So we have 90 words. I'm going to go to one more caller so that we can have 100. I'm going to go to one more person. I just want to show you all how easy it is to get 100 words. So let's go to the caller calling in from area code 440. 440, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
This is Felicia Tenside of 913, a.k.a. Uh-oh.
What's going on, Explicit?
I'm straight up.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm good.
That's good. I want to hear your words.
All right. My words of empowerment are power, electric, Prince Regent.
Wait. Okay, the first word was power. What was the second
power.
Word?
Electric.
Electric.
The third word. Yes.
Okay. Mhm.
My third word was Prince Regent.
Was who?
Prince Regent, the reigning prince, man.
Oh, Prince Regent. No way. Okay. Prince Regent. Gotcha. Okay.
Hey, my fourth word was genius.
Genius. Love that word, too.
Fifth word, grand architect.
Grand architect. Okay.
All right, so my words of disempowerment are weak, bitch made, dry hard.
Wait, what was that one? What was that one?
Bitch made. Try hard. You try so effing hard,
try
hard. But you fail. Hate that shit.
Yeah. Okay, what was the next one?
Beta. Yes. Ain't nobody ever going to be second place up in here. No. The second place medal is an F in this house. No, absolutely not.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what's your last one?
And the last one? Broke motherfucker goddamn.
Huh?
Broke motherfucker, goddamn, I ain't got no money.
Wait.
And a nigga a dollar.
You know what? Okay. So let me go back for a second. So is it just broke or is it broke motherfucker goddamn? Like the whole thing.
It's all
again?
Of that. It's all of that. It's a whole, this ain't even a word, it's a damn sentence. That'll be the nail in the coffin, and next thing you know, Jesus on the cross with no money, starving and dying.
Wow. Okay, let me go back over your words, make sure I got it straight. So you got power, electric, Prince Regent, genius, grand architect, weak, bitch made, try hard, beta, and broke motherfucker goddamn.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you, Explicit. Thank you.
No problem.
Sherry.
No problem.
All right. Peace and love. Woo, Remix family. No, y'all can show out. I swear. I love it. All right. So we have 100 words here. You all just shared 100 words. So this is going to be our word vocabulary, power word vocabulary. And the reason you would keep all of these words there, even the ones that lower your energy, is because you need to know what your triggers are, okay? And that was the reason that I had you all kind of look at it both ways, okay? Because it's not just about, obviously, just raising your energy, unless you're like the wonderful caller, the brother we have from New York that said he don't have no words to lower his energy. A lot of us have words that mean something. I'm sure you all heard the similarities, things like can't, won't, broke, poor, you know, all of that stuff. It's interesting to me that a lot of it has to do with money. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave that alone. That's a note for us, though. A lot of that has to do with money. So my question now really is, how do we use our power words? Are we using them the most effectively? So do you have these power words in your intention statements? Do you have these power words posted around your house? And this is something that's really key, because if you know what these words are that raise your energy, it's one thing to say them, right? You may say them, someone else may say them to you. That can be completely random. It's another thing to really strategically and intentionally place these power words around you so that you are constantly in a place where you can always raise your energy, where you can always kind of tap into that energy. So you should take some of these ones that really raise your energy, and especially the caller, the first caller that we talked to, that I may go back to if she's still on the line. I got to see. I don't know if she's still there. But she said the word beautiful. She said she loved hearing the word beautiful, you know, because it made her feel good, and she's dealing with some issues of self-esteem. Oh, my goodness. All the more reason to have that word, take it, put it on an index card, post it by your bed, post it in the bathroom. Have that word around you so that you can use it to raise your energy. The other thing is that you can use them in your intention statements. So if you already have intention statements, make sure that you're tapping into this, because this is basically a guaranteed win-win. These are words you already know are uplifting your energy and raising it, so you should make sure you're writing intention statements with that, okay? Now, I also want to talk about this power word dictionary. So as you all know, words, like I said, we kind of going into a little bit of the educational aspect, I guess. You know, y'all probably remember this from, like, grammar school. Some of y'all high school classes might have touched on this. But words can be tied to concepts. Concepts can be tied to imagery. Imagery is tied to feeling. So the word, you can then tie that to something else. So let's think about a power word. So some of y'all said a power word for you was powerful, right, or power. You can tie that word to an image, like an animal, maybe something like a hawk. So that whenever you think of power, you think of strength, you think of force, you think of, you know, something like that, a big old hawk with his wings spread flying out there. You may think of Heru. You know, we could take it into the gods and goddesses. We can go there too. But whenever you see that imagery, you can then trigger the feeling that you feel when you hear the word power so that you have it tied together. So you can take this and go very different levels, you know, with it. You can take the word, tie that word to a concept, tie that word then back to an image, and then have all those things together so that they're raising your energy. That's one way for you to kind of keep it all there. So if you want to have, maybe you have a power wall where you have all your power words, you have some images you tie to it, you have all of those things together, and this is the word place that you go where you want to uplift your energy, you know? It can be something that simple. And I'm saying it like that because when you think about some of these things, they are really tied to our self-esteem. Not everybody said they had issues with self-esteem or issues with kind of how you view yourself, but a lot of these words are tied to that. You know, so if, for instance, you're a happy, cheerful person like me, You may not like the word sad. You may not like being sad. You may not like depressed, you know, but we may kind of go through that. So you need to know those triggers so that you have, you know, that information you need to then go and look at your power wall and say, whoop, I got all these things to raise my energy. Let me get myself right. Bam. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at y'all in the chat room. Yes, words, concepts, imagery, and feelings. That's right. And it can go the other way around, right? It can start with a feeling. You can make up a word. You can do something like what Explicit did when she came on here. Explicit made up a whole phrase, you know. She put it all together. Broke motherfucker goddamn. Now, the words already existed, but that feeling that was behind it was really triggering it. And also going back to when we were talking about the broke thing, you know, you kind of heard that feeling there. So you can do it the other way around. That feeling can also trigger a word, which can also trigger a concept, which can also trigger the imagery, okay? So that's one thing you all can do using these words. Build a power word dictionary. Focus on the words that raise your energy. Have those in one section in your house. Put them up around your house. Focus also on the words that lower your energy. These are triggers for you. And you can really take some time to investigate what's behind those words that are lowering your energy. You know, because that's one thing that you can do to kind of get to changing it, to changing the energy around those words. So when we think of broke, what is it about broke that you don't like? Now, I know that sounds like, duh, Esther, don't nobody want to be broke, you know, but what is it for you that makes you have a problem with the word broke, you know? It can be something very personal. It could be something that's tied back to your childhood. It could be something tied back to a time in your life that you went through that. So you have to kind of go to the roots of where it's at. And this is really how we tie in the whole writing from our heart. Because if you get to the root of why these words are lowering your energy, you can shift the energy around and you won't have to deal with that anymore. Okay, so if you can get the root to the root of why broke is a problem, why can't is a problem, why won't is a problem, why all of these different words are a problem, you can then identify them and turn them into power words. And a lot of times that takes a lot of time to really spend with those words that we don't like, you know. It takes a lot of time for us to do that. So, just, and time is one of them. See that? I know, Chastity. I know, right? Y'all don't want to spend no time. Oh, I love you. I love y'all. Yes, indeed. So, those are the Power Word Dictionary. Power Word Dictionary, like I said, is not just for the words that raise your energy, also for the words that lower your energy, because you want to have a very good concept of your triggers, okay? And it's also about how you use them with yourself and how you use them with others. And I really want to thank the callers that called in and really talked about how it's important, not just when you're talking to yourself, but also talking to other people. So using your power words with others, how you raise others' energy as well. You know, telling sisters that they're beautiful, telling brothers that they're beautiful, handsome, whatever those power words are, using them interchangeably, okay? Whew. All right. So speaking of concepts, I want to move on to our next exercise, which is going to be a little interesting. Because we are going to kind of split up in some groups. We're not going to do tribes tonight. We're not going to do tribes. But we are going to split up into some groups. The men with the men and the women with the women. So let me talk to you all about the next part of our exercise. It is a conceptualizing exercise. And the reason that I'm calling it a conceptualizing exercise is because we're really going to get to the root of concepts. And concepts you can kind of think of as very broad terms that capture a whole lot of words, a whole lot of attributes, a whole lot of feelings, a whole lot of way of things, thinking about things, but it's only one word. So I'm going to tell you the concepts that we are going to talk about tonight. And they're concepts that everyone present can participate in. Because I was going to kind of take it a little deeper, then I said, you know what? No. We're going to stay right here because I think this is a perfect example. So we are going to talk about what attributes or qualities do you think is important for a man to have? And then we're going to talk about what attributes or quality do you think is important for a woman to have? So we're basically going to define what a man is and what a woman is. So get your paper out. You may want to do a different sheet of paper. You may want to do a different sheet of paper for this, okay? So here is the question. On a piece of paper, I want you to write down what attributes or qualities do you think is important for a man to have. You want to do at least 10, okay? At least 10. You can do as many as you want. What attributes or qualities do you think is important for a woman to have? Same thing. You want to do at least 10. And then once you have them all down, I want you to rank them in the order of importance. Okay? So you're going to list your qualities, and then you're going to rank them in the order of importance. Now, I'm sure you all are saying, why are we talking about what a man should have, what a woman should have? Because we're going through a concept where we're going to break down and get to the root again, okay? We're going to get to the root of what these terms mean or what these concepts are. So I'm going to give you the exercise again. Very simple. Just on a piece of paper, write man on one side, woman on the other. Write down the 10 attributes or qualities you think is important for each one to have, and then rank them in order of importance. It doesn't have to be what the world says a man or a woman should have. It doesn't have to be, you know, any type of religious things. It can just be what you feel, all right? I'm going to give you all a little bit of time. I'm going to give you all a little bit of time to do this. You should have 20 by the time we're done. If you can't get to the 10, you can do 5. That's fine. Yes, that's fine if you can't get to the 10. And then we're going to share. But the catch is when we share, I'm going to have the men share what they think, qualities that men should have. And then I'm going to have them share what they think women should have. And then we're going to have the women share, okay? So we're going to do it that way. So I'll give you all some time to write. Definitely play some inspiring music to help you think about it. Don't think too hard because these should be things that we know. Like I said, we know how we call a man or a woman. So we should be able to write about this very easily, hopefully. All right, so here we go. And then definitely call in and press 1-646-652-2711 once you get it completed. And we're going to listen to a little bit of music while you all are writing. Thank you. All right, everyone, how we doing? We have all of ours written. So we have the 10 attributes or qualities you think it's important for a man to have, or the 10 attributes or qualities you think it's important for a woman to have. Say yepers. Mm. More time. Let's see. I can give you more time. Okay, I can give you our more time. I see some of y'all say y'all so like using that word time, though. All right, I can give you more time, guys. I can give you more time. So I will give you a little bit more time. If you are done, please get on the line, 646-652-2711. Press 1. I'm definitely going to start with the brothers. So, brothers, make sure you're on the line. I want to hear what you all are defining as your concepts for men. What qualities do you think is important for a man to have? And then what concepts do you think, what qualities do you think is important for a woman to have? So make sure you are definitely on the line. Let me give those of you who need more time a little bit more time. Here's some music that will hopefully inspire you. With the brothers, 646-652-2711. And what I'm looking for, press one when you get on the line, is we're going to start with what are the qualities or attributes that a man should have, and then what are the qualities or attributes that a woman should have. So let me go over to the line. I know that some of you have had one press the whole time. So if you're not trying to share right now, please press one again. Only the brothers should have their hands up right now. All right? Okay, let me go ahead and go to the first caller calling in from area code. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Calling in from area code 505. 505, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Sunchow Ra.
Hey, Sunchow.
Albuquerque.
What's going on, Sunchow?
It's all good. It's all good. How about you?
I'm all good, too. I'm all good.
Cool.
All right. Let's hear your qualities.
Okay. Qualities. Childlike inner beauty.
We doing qualities of a man by man, or are you doing of a woman?
Well, you know what? Guess what? What happened right through the middle of this, I went, I'd expect these same qualities of either one.
But both.
So it's
great.
And plus that, I cut that shit in half. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, go ahead.
So, childlike inner beauty.
Uh-huh.
Conscious / aware. Open-minded. Fearless. Fair-minded. Adaptable. Compassionate. Understanding, game, and helpful. I'm gonna have to explain.
Did you say game? Yeah.
Mhm. G A M E, but not like game. You know, like you got game, but that's cool too. But game as in, you know, let's go do this. I'm game.
Ah, got you. I love this list. This is beautiful. Okay, so this is your list for both.
For both. I wouldn't expect anything of my companion that I would, you know.
Expecting
that I wouldn't
yourself.
Want to do myself.
That's
exactly.
Right. I love it. All right, Sunchild. Sunchild doing it right for the brothers already. Okay, hold the line for you, Sunchild.
All right,
peace. I love it. All right, let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 919. 919, you're live on the remix. Who's on the line? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Esther, this is Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Let me spell to you what I got down. I got, number one, inner beauty.
Is this
number two,
qualities of men by men, for men, or are you doing for
women? This is men and women.
Y'all doing men and women. Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, I couldn't expect a woman that I want to be my queen or my goddess to have qualities or attributes that are opposite of myself.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Let's go.
All right. So the first one is inner beauty.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is confident.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is spiritual. Number four is sexual. Number five is prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
Number six is independent. Number seven is healthy. Number eight is creative. Number nine is moral. And number 10 is honest.
Moral. Tell me what you mean by moral.
Well, moral, I mean, as far as morality, when I think of good morals, I think of, you know, doing what is right.
Okay.
Not when it's, you know, in your best interest, but when it's just right to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for staring. Okay, hold the line. Peace. Wow. So I just want to read what you all said. I really think these qualities are beautiful. Childlike inner beauty, conscious, aware, open-minded, fearless, fair-minded, adaptable, compassionate, understanding, game, like let's do this game, like I'm game, helpful, inner beauty, confident, spiritual, sexual, prosperous, independent, healthy, creative, moral, and honest. All right, let's get some more brothers to share. I'm going to go to the caller calling in from area code 855. Hey, 55, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line?
Hey,
and where are you calling from? Hey, Griffin.
Yes, it's Griffin calling from Jamaica. All right, so I should do both male and female, man and woman?
Yes. Let's start with
all
the
right.
men.
All right. First is compassion.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is patience. Third is spiritual awareness. All right, the next one is the ability to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Next, I have physical strength. Next, I have a sense of humor.
Did you say physical strength?
Yes, physical strength, as in actual
okay.
physical strength, you know,
mm-hmm.
strength. Sense of humor.
Yeah.
Passion. Virility, which encompasses sexual abilities and all of that. Wisdom, self-control, and considerate. Right?
Love it. Mm-hmm.
For women, I have beauty, inner strength, patience, grace, poise, confidence, ability to listen, spiritual in tune, intuitive, and the last one, I couldn't find a word, so I just wrote what I felt, encapsulated
mm-hmm.
that feeling or that attribute, and it is the ability to use her words to uplift all in her, you know, her family, people in her life.
Mm.
It is. There's this way that a woman, like a mother, can speak to you to just make everything seem absolutely okay. Like you have this traumatic experience and you just speak to, whether it's a, you know, someone who you look up to or, you know, your mother herself or aunt, and, you know, you speak to them and they have a way of speaking to you to just make you really see a different way, give you wisdom, and just leave you with a sense of uplifted, a feeling of being uplifted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of
like
love
that. Love it.
Yeah,
all right. Well, thank you for sharing, Griffin. Hold the line. Okay, hold the line. Wow, love this list. So I just want to address what is in the chat room. There isn't a right and wrong for this. This is qualities that you think a man or a woman should have. There is no, this is the absolute, this is what everybody should feel. That is not what this is. This is just what qualities, if anyone was to come, let's just say they came from another planet and they had no idea of what a man or a woman was, and we had to give them the attributes, the quality of a man or a woman, that's what this is, okay? That's what it is. It's all about the concept, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the energy that we put behind words, concepts, ideas, all of those things. That's what we're talking about, all right? All right, let me see. So I know some of y'all ain't brothers that's got y'all hands up. So I'm going to try to jump around to who I think is here that is not a brother. That is a brother. Let me go to 347. 347, you are live on the remix. Hopefully this is a brother.
Hello?
Is it? Yeah, it is. Yay. Okay. All right. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
It's me, Baron, again, from New York.
Am I calling you Derek? Or is it Darren or Baron?
Baron.
With a B.
Perfect.
With a B as in boy. Gotcha, Baron.
Yes.
Okay. I got you. All right, Baron. You got your list?
I got a little something.
Okay. Little something.
Female.
All right.
She got to be smart. Females, smart, sexy, strong, supportive, natural, down to earth. And not like a sexy female that's down to earth. Someone you can just kick it to, and she's sexy at the same time. Nice smile and sense of humor. Man to be confident, smart, strong, good listener, and they should have money. I mean, that's a qualities men like men should have. I mean, like a man should have. You know what I'm saying? So that's about it.
Absolutely, love it. Love
okay.
it. Thank you for sharing,
okay.
Baron. I got you now. I know your name. All right. Peace. Hold the line.
Peace.
All right. So let me read. I want to read the men now because now we got a little bit of additions, things that we didn't have before. So for the men, we had childlike inner beauty. Conscious and aware, open-minded, fearless, fair-minded, adaptable, compassionate, understanding, game, helpful. Again, inner beauty, confident, spiritual, sexual, prosperous, independent, healthy, creative, moral, honest, compassionate, patience, spiritual awareness, ability to listen, physical strength, sense of humor, passion, virility, wisdom, self-control, considerate, and then confident, smart, strong, good listener, and have money. Those are the brothers. Yes, the brothers, battle brothers. And then for the women, so most of the list, you know, for the first two callers, it was the same. And then the last two callers gave differences. So beauty, inner strength, patience, grace, poise, confidence, ability to listen, spiritually intuitive, and ability to uplift all, to use words to uplift, and then smart, sexy, urban, down-to-earth, nice smile, and sense of humor for women. Love it. Love it. All right. Let me see if I can get another brother that's on the line. I'm going to have to jump around because I know some of y'all are not brothers. All right. I'm going to go to area code 414. 414, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 414? I can't hear you, 414. All right, we'll come back to 414. All right, I'm going to go to 678. 678, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 678.
Oh, I think you got me again. This is Michelle.
Oh, hey, Michelle. All right, hold the line. I knew I was going to get a sister. I knew it.
How do I turn off the one? I didn't know I still had the one. Do I have to press it again to turn it off?
Yeah, you press it again to take yourself out of queue. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let me go to 205. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line, and where are you calling from?
Peace, Esther.
Peace.
Oh, man.
Who is this?
This is Ramses.
This who?
Ramses.
Hey, Ramses.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Birmingham.
From where?
Birmingham,
okay. Ramsey from Birmingham. How you doing?
I'm all right.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm chilling. I, for some reason, I knew you was about to call this number.
Well, that must mean that you're ready to share then. So what qualities you got? Let's see. You want to start with the sisters or the brothers?
I'll start with the brothers.
All right. Let's start with the brothers.
I got a lot. I probably got more than 20.
Hey,
but,
let's go. I want to hear them all.
All right. I got masculinity. I got strength. I got knowledge. I got initiative. I got patience. I got stability. I got sincerity. I got love. I got creativity. I got integrity. I got thoughtfulness, understanding, sharing, and loyalty.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. All right, let's hear what you got for women.
I got femininity, nurturing, beauty, intelligence, thoughtfulness, adaptability, passion, love, grace, strength, patience, wisdom, and loyalty.
Love it. Ooh, I love this list. Ramsey came on prepared, y'all. See, I love it. That's what's up. Thank you so much for sharing, Ramsey. This is beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. Hold the line for me, okay?
All right.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
All right. So the brothers. The brothers done shared, y'all. So now I want to hear from the sisters. So I want the sisters to call and share what they listed as the attributes that first the man should have and then the attributes that they listed that the women should have, all right? So it's only sisters should be on now. So all the brothers, I need you to press 1 to take yourself out the queue. Sisters, make sure you're on the line, 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line. Yes, yes, yes. I want to hear what the sisters got to say. I love these lists, though. This is beautiful. Very nice. All right. So let me go to the first caller on the line, calling in from area code 615. You're live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, y'all. This is Chastity.
Chastity,
again.
Yeah. All right, Chastity.
All right. For the brothers, I have romantic / sensitivity, conviction or like / consciousness, drive, inquisitiveness, substantive thought patterns, passion.
Substantial thought patterns?
Thought patterns.
What you mean by that?
I need you to be able to talk more on a variety of things other than Beyonce's album, Scandal, and
so
Facebook.
So you don't want no dumbasses,
yeah.
Is what you think.
We got to have a good conversation.
Good conversation, yeah.
Yeah. That's what you don't do, Mr. DeMoss. We don't roll.
Oh, I love
me
it.
And Mrs. Mott. For real.
Oh, wait. Okay. Substantial thought patterns, then.
Passion, presence / fearlessness. Like a good sense of style. Like when you come in, I see you automatically.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. Rhythm. Like... You got to have a nice walk. Like, there was this one guy I didn't like anymore because he chewed funny. Like, rhythm is a big deal to me. Goals. And then he has to be creatively expressive. So you got to be able to express yourself. For the sisters.
Yeah.
For the sisters, got to have some wisdom. Poise. When I think of poise, I think of, like, Michelle Obama. She's got real good poise.
Mm.
Conviction / consciousness. Passion. To be creatively expressive also, like the brothers. Adaptability is huge. We got to know how to tuck and roll. Charisma. Finesse. And then I wrote beside that, smile sometimes, damn. I hate these sisters with this permanent mug on their face. Can you smile
for that? Destiny, you know I feel you. I don't understand it, you know. I really don't either. A smile uplifts everyone around you.
Yes.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing when it does.
True.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Joy. Sisters
joy.
Need some joy. And resilience.
Oh, I love this. Yes. All right. Wow. Chastity put a lot of stuff down, y'all. Okay. All right. Hold the line for me, Chastity. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see. Let me go to the next caller calling in from 414. 414, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line? 414. We can't hear you, 414. All right, we'll come back to you. All right, area code 561. 561, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? Five, six, one, we can't hear you. We can't hear you, 561. Special. Okay. All right, let me go to the next caller. Caller in from area code 678. 678, you are live on the remix. Where are you calling from?
Hey.
And who's on the line?
Michelle. Hey. Michelle from Atlanta again.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey. My list overlaps a lot for both men and women.
Good, good.
And at the top of both of the lists is honest.
Okay, who you starting with? You starting with men or?
Men,
okay.
But just, you know, that's at the top of the list for both.
Okay.
Honest, honorable, kind, generous, gentle, focused, assertive. I put polite, but then I changed that. Well, I added to it respectful. That's really what I think I mean here. Loving, fair. Actually, I have 11 for the men because I, you know, and intelligent because intelligent has to go way up there too.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
And the list for the women is virtually the same, but there are a couple of things that are different. Honest, fair, intelligent, nurturing, loving, kind. Focused, independent. That's really important for women. We've got to become more independent and not be relying on men to make us happy. We have to be able to make ourselves happy, be happy with ourselves before we can be happy with somebody else. Assertive and generous. And when I say generous on both of these, it's not generous in terms of money per se, although that's often how it manifests itself in our society. But it's a generosity of spirit. You know what I mean? Like a willingness to give of themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I know what you mean. I love this list. So honest, fair, intelligent, nurturing, loving, kind, independent, assertive, and generous for women.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you for sharing. Hold the line for me, okay?
All right.
All right. Peace. All right. Let me go to the next caller calling in from area code 440. 440, you're live on the air. Who is calling and where are you calling from?
This is Explicit.
Explicit again.
Back in the house.
Oh, Explicit. I can't wait to hear your list.
Okay, so this list constitutes men and women, of course, with an emphasis on women, because that's what my heart is.
That's absolutely right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Mental stability. That is so damn key. I don't need no crazy motherfuckers up in my house. Mental stability. I have lived in the hallway through these years that somebody that is mentally unstable ain't the one. All right. Sense of self. Conscious.
What do you mean when you say sense of self?
When I say sense of self, I mean somebody who has a grasp on themselves. They know something about themselves. They're not just like stabbing around in the dark. They're not unaware. They know who they are. Like, you know, like they have a sense of their autonomy.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Conscious / aware.
Mm-hmm.
Or else it ain't gonna work. Original, deviant, provocative.
Hold up. Deviant
meaning that you ain't afraid to go in a direction that other people would probably not want to go in. You can explore all things, like a Christian jumping out and going into Satanism, like something like that.
Okay. All right. I done lost my voice on that one. Okay. Okay, go ahead. Deviant, provocative. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Creative, beauty, elegance, sensual, mystique, sense of humor, wisdom, depth of character, intelligent, intuitive, erotic, the ability to give and receive, because I'm sick of one-sided motherfuckers that is all about they ass all the goddamn time. Please step to the side. Please step off the curb. Please get run over. That way, you know, I'm just feeling that way. Because I'm sick of their ass. Nah. Now go on somewhere.
Okay. I can't with you right now. Okay. All right.
Powerful. But just because you're powerful don't mean you know how to use it, so I'm also going to say empowered.
Okay.
Ride or die.
Yes.
Ride or die. You were in it for the long run. Not with these one-minute motherfuckers, because you know what? If you're a one-minute motherfucker, tell me from the gate, because I'm not trying to waste 3 years on you. No. No. 3 years.
Okay.
5,061,800 motherfucking minutes of my time gone because of your ass, but not anyway. Inner radiance. Compassion. Balance. And by balance, I mean able to, you know, like keep up with the chaos of everyday life.
Yeah.
I don't mean just like perfect balance. I'm going to be Buddha. I'm going to sit here in this one position at all damn time.
Right.
Nah.
Right.
And loving. Somebody who is just, you know, loving and compassionate and has the joy for life. All right, that's my list.
Wow. Man, this is a pretty lengthy list. Yeah, this is beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing explicit. All right.
Oh, yeah, and explicit.
And explicit. You want to add that on, too. They need to be explicit, too.
Absolutely. Okay. Be real. Be 100% here.
All right. Hold the line. Thank you for sharing. Oh, y'all are something else. Okay, so I'm looking through the list, and like I said before we started, the reason that I had us do this was just kind of I don't want to say easy way to look at this, but definitely something that we all can relate to, because all of us think we have a good idea of what a man should have, what a woman should have, what qualities, what attributes. And so this was just a good example for us to use. What I find interesting, we do have a lot of overlaps, you know, specifically with what the men said that men should have, you know, confidence, being understanding, being compassionate, having the ability to listen, being smart, being strong. And the one thing that I thought was interesting, though, was just one brother spoke specifically about having money. Another brother spoke specifically about the concept of masculinity. And I didn't hear anybody else say that. And I'm wondering what that is about. And so if you are one of the ones that feel that that's a quality, or if you're one of the ones who did not list that as a quality, I want you all to call in now and press 1, 646-652-2711. So some of the ones that were different, like I said, only one brother listed that masculinity would be a trait of a man. One brother listed that basically being a breadwinner, you know, having money would be a trait of a man. That did not come up. That did not come up with a lot of the other brothers that shared. And so let's look at the women, the list of women traits. Again, a lot of crossovers, a lot of, you know, beauty, inner strength, confident, ability to listen, lots of ability to listen, boy, I tell you, love, grace, poise, resilience, smiling, elegance, original, you know, lots of that. Only one person here said femininity, which I think is interesting. So why did no one else say that, or why was that left off the list? So let's talk a little bit about these differences, right? 646-652-2711. Definitely want to hear, because this is all about how we form concepts, okay? So it's really about what goes into what these things mean, how do we form it, how do our kind of values and what we really perceive of the world, how do they influence these lists? And I found it interesting, a sister in the chat room said she had a very hard time completing the list of what qualities a man should have because she kept thinking of her ex-husband. And that's a part of this, right? So when we talk about a man or a woman having qualities, do we instantly go into partners? Do we instantly go into, well, this is what I would want to have in a mate, or this is what I don't want to have in a mate? Or do we think of it outside of that box? So that's kind of one framework. And a lot of you all were kind of using that when you said, well, I can't have a man who does this. I can't have a woman who does this in terms of, well, a woman, you know, as compared to, well, a woman should be X or a woman should be Y. You know what I mean? So that's kind of interesting. So let's discuss. Let's discuss. So I'm going to go to, let's see. The caller calling in, let me go to Chastity. Chastity, I'm coming to you. 615, you are live on The Remix.
Okay.
Yeah, let's talk Chastity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I admire brothers, period. And since I'm single, I don't know.
You just in that, mode.
I do know.
You but just like, in that mode then, is what you say. You in the mode where you just open.
You know, I look and admire. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
For me, when I said presence and rhythm, I kind of think of masculinity in that way. But, like, the guy would have female or feminine traits also, with, like, the romantic, the sensitivity, the being able to be creative and sensitive, expressive. I think of those as female traits that he would be able to have in order to talk to me or relate to me or, you know, so on and so forth. For the woman, when I said finesse and, you know, smile, I think of that as feminine traits as well as the wisdom and so on and so forth. Think of the resilience, the adaptability, and I would even say the passion is more of like a male trait or a male, a masculine type of thing, because it brings about those get up and do something, go for something, you know, be driven for something. So I think of that as like male traits that we as females have. And then when you meet with the other side, it works. There's that perfect ebb and flow. Because when y'all need to be sensitive, you can do that. And, you know, when you need to go get something, both of you can be on the grind. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And it's like that perfect Bonnie and Clyde, whatever you want to call it, situation, because you have that balance.
Now, let me ask you. You didn't list strength as one of yours, but I know that I think I can probably say this with fair certainty that it is something that's important to you. if we think of what strength is, do you think that strength, when we're talking about men, is physical and mental? And for women, is it just a mental thing when we talk about strength? Do you think there's a difference when we talk about strength in men as opposed to women?
To be honest, yes, I do. To a certain extent. I think when I think of a man, I do think of strength in a little bit of a different way than, you know, my personal strength. Like, Cassidy don't want to take out no garbage, none of that lifting stuff.
This
don't
is
be
what
expecting
I'm getting
me to
too.
Be in the gym bench pressing. You know what I'm saying? Like, physical strength, no. Terms of mental strength. I think that we automatically go into that mode when we need to, where we hold it down for the brothers. And we take on even maybe a little bit more of that than the brother does. Now, what I have noticed, just because my parents have been married for an eternity and have been with each other for even longer, like, I see that as an ebb and flow also as I'm getting older, because sometimes when my mom is off a little bit, my father has to be stronger, and then vice versa. So I think, you know, the longer you are with someone, if it's a relationship, then I think it balances out. So,
Love it. Thank you, Chastity.
Welcome.
All right. I'm going to come back to you. Hold the line for me. All right. Oh, y'all are too funny. All right, I'm going to go to the caller calling in from 573. 573, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling
Hello.
From?
Hello. Greetings, Esther. This is Davina.
Hey, Davina.
Hi, I know I'm kind of bugged right now. I'm kind of got something going on with cold weather.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'll be okay. I'm going to just drink some hot honey tea and...
I'm trying to look, listen, get you some of this Tivana, girl, okay? It will have you feeling amazing,
Tivana.
Okay? Tivana, do you know the Tivana store, the tea store?
Oh,
where
no,
you at?
You know what? I'm going to look it up. I'm over here in Missouri.
You in Missouri? Oh, they got it in Missouri. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they got them down there. Tivana. And what I was drinking tonight was the Jade Citrus Mint. And I was kind of feeling something coming on, too, because it's crazy weather. I'm telling you, knocked it right out. Knocked it right out. So if you get you some of that. Yes, indeed. Okay, so you was calling in to share.
Yes. I was thinking of the male masculinity and the female femininity and it's, I mean, it's kind of hard to put your finger on exactly what it is that is needed because it's so, I think we're so lost in this society on what a man is and what a female is.
So you actually think these are concepts that are not very well defined right now. You think that these are things that people kind of struggle with, like what makes a man a man, what makes a woman a woman. Okay. Talk to us about that. I'm happy that you called in.
Okay. I've been introduced to this book. It's called The Magician, the Warrior, the King, and the Lover, and it speaks about immature masculinity that we have in this society on how, in our previous societies, you know, in Africa or, you know, being a man was on strength and, you know, taking care of the family. And now today it's more of, I kind of see it as aggressiveness. And just, you know, it's not so much thoughtfulness in it. It's more of a power thing, it seems like. And I kind of think femininity is like you're either the wife, you know, or it's either the wife or it's the promiscuous or the woman who, you know, wants to use her body as a symbol. And so I kind of feel like there's no middle ground when it comes to females and what we're supposed to be.
Sure. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But I think as a female, I think the callers described it well on stuff that's needed. I would say more maternal instinct and with the men's, I would say the mature masculinity, you know, not so much on, you know, childish aggressiveness, knowing when to each of us, you know, especially being a couple, should each know when the other is right, you know, to have that wisdom and say, okay, you're correct, or you know what, I'm correct, or, you know, to be able to decide to put above ego or, let me see, yeah, to be able to just make a distinction on when you are balanced, when you are not balanced as a couple.
Sure.
But I kind of got lost in my words.
No, I think you're clear. I think everyone here knows what you're saying, and I really appreciate you calling in to share that because that was one of my questions that I was going to ask was, you know, does everyone feel that these concepts are represented the way that we describe them in the world today? Because I was actually anticipating someone saying, well, I don't know if people know if a man knows what it is to be a man or if a woman knows what it is to be a woman. So I appreciate you sharing that. Any other ones you want to add?
No, it was just, I mean, it really was just the mature masculinity. I see that as, you know, masculinity today in today's society, I see it as an immature masculinity. And I see that the reason why we have guys sagging their pants and, you know, the aggressiveness in relationships and, you know, it's no, not correctly knowing what it is to be a man. And I still don't think, you know, all females know what it is to be a woman. I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm learning.
Sure, sure. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing, Davina. You brought up a lot of good points, so I'm gonna put you on hold. I'm gonna see what the Remix family has to say about that. I really like your concept of immature masculinity and kind of what that means. And so we're gonna throw it out here to the Remix family and see what they have to say. Thank you for sharing.
We'll
send you some healing, some healing energy your way down to Missouri so that you can feel better.
Oh, thank you.
All right, hold the line, hold the line. Wow, so now we got some interesting, some more interesting concepts. Immature masculinity. Very interesting. I'm going to go to the next caller calling in. This looks like it's from Skype. This is Black, I believe, Black Messiah. Black Messiah.
I want you.
No. All right, I'm going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 501, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line? And where are you calling from?
This is Afia from Arkansas.
Hey, Afia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I know you got something to say about all this, Afia.
You know, this is an excellent topic. I mean, we went to relationships, I guess, but...
Didn't we? Isn't it interesting how we got there?
And it makes sense, though, because, you know, that's life. Family is life. It continues to exist, so...
Yeah.
We have to see how we build together. And it was interesting to me when everyone was listing a list and just said these are qualities for men and these are qualities for women, you know, for both. And I'm like, okay, some of them are just human qualities that you have to, you know, intermix and have relationships with people. You know, they're civilized qualities of human emotional behavior, you know. So, but when you don't define a line, I guess, and not speaking like no guru or anything, but just from my own experience, I grew up in the 90s gangbanger. So, and I'm a woman, so I had to get in and hear a bunch of brothers tell me, that's not too feminine, that's not too feminine. So I went to study what a man is, what a woman is, to make sure that I could figure it out, you know, because we have masculine and feminine traits. Okay. So gender specifically, we're supposed to, we're supposed to know both, kind of master both, with whatever our gender is, you know, just per se, being exuded on the outside.
Mm-hmm,
I didn't mean
mm-hmm.
to go into all this, but my whole thing
I know what you mean. I know. Go ahead. Go, girl.
But my whole thing, let me breathe, you know, having anxiety. Hold on. No, I'd be nervous.
Deep breath, Afia. There we go.
Yes, I'm not more right or wrong. I'm not in offense to anyone, but I think that we have to, regardless of how people are mating or whatever, in order to function and have everything taken care of, I think there are certain... How can something be masculine if it's not masculine, you know? How can something
mm-hmm.
be feminine if it's not feminine? It's not like, okay, if we say strength and a brother is brawn and we don't want to take out trash. I don't want to take out the trash either. I call a neighbor, you know? As rough and tough as I might talk, I don't want to take the trash out. So, you know, that strength mixed with a woman's resilience. A brother did a video on YouTube one time, The Black Woman is Earth, and it was so beautiful because he matched up the man's strength, like being a tall, strong tree that's outside, that when the wind blows, it can't move and sway in the wind, so it withstands internal damage. And then he had, like, a smaller tree representing the woman, and that smaller tree was able to sway and move in the wind, you know, bounce back like we have to do.
Love that. Yeah, that grace.
So emotional. Now, men are emotional, too, emotionally aggressive, usually.
Yeah.
They usually
are
more emotionally aggressive, like the bulls. Let's say nature. Let's talk about the real quick. The elephants. Like, I saw this documentary on elephants, and it was Lil Bull was the little bull in it. And he was with the whole group. Herd. He was with the herd. And then, but as he matured a little bit, he had to go out away from the herd with the other bulls and work off his aggression, you know. But then that's to get his emotional aggressiveness out. But then he would come back, you know, with the matriarchs and stuff. And them being emotionally fluent, you know, knowing these different things, he come back in and fall in line with them. But he still had an outlet to go do what he had to do. So that's another, you know, just another concept of, I think we have to truly define, I think we've lost definition of where each one is. Each one is beautiful. I don't think either one is more important than the other. It's a complement.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I guess that's all I had to say. I don't really know what I was going to say. I was looking at my list like, you know, if a man has foresight, then we have intuition. Okay, you can see far off, which, of course, in our brain makeup and chemistry, everything is in black and white exactly like that.
Right, exactly. But
it's a lot like that, you know, so.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Afia, I think it's, you make a lot of good points, and very similar to what you said. I also grew up a little bit on the rougher side. So I grew up gangbanging, hanging out with brothers, fighting, doing all type of stuff that women weren't supposed to do. So I understand, and I completely kind of get where you're coming from with that angle, because even in this conversation of what we're talking about, we're really talking about a whole lot of different concept definitions. And that's kind of why we are explaining this way, because there's what society defines what a man and woman is. It's what your parents teach you what a man and woman is. It's what you think it is. It's what you learn from your peers. And so for me, you know, growing up, I was a little bit more rougher than most women are. And even sometimes now that come out. That's why I be telling y'all really don't want me to go there with you, because I could. But you know, it's right, gotta keep calm, you know. But that whole dynamic of, well, a woman should just look pretty and do her makeup and, you know, do the dishes and all that stuff, you know, I was always like, I want to be out in the streets. You know, I want to be out doing what the boys are doing. You know what I mean? So I understand exactly what you're saying, because you're basically talking about the overlapping kind of definitions and how they impact us. And I also hear your point about now, you know, when you get older and you're able to kind of look at these things really kind of on a continuum, you see a lot of this stuff, it is men and women should both possess wisdom. Men and women should both possess strength. But I'm going to keep it real. I don't want no man acting like me. You know, I want to go get my nails done. I want to go get my manicure, my pedicure, get my hair done, do all of that. Sometimes I want to sit back. I don't want to take the garbage out. I don't want to be getting up on ladders, putting pictures up. I don't want to be painting. I don't want to cut the grass. I'm going to say that's all man stuff. That's just me. That's how Esther feels. It doesn't have to be this is how a man should be, you know, in general. But for me, you're going to have to be a masculine, hands-on type of brother, you know. So those concepts are very real to me. That's just what I want. But you have to understand what fits your spectrum. You know, what is the compliment to you? What is the balance to you? And I think the way you said it was excellent. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing, Afia.
Oh, thank you. Let me say one more thing. Just because you mentioned that about, I can remember being out with my homies back in the day, and we'd be all grouped up playing what we're going to do for the day. And even though I was acting so boyish, I used to sag and everything. I mean, you can tell me I was not gangster, right?
Yeah.
So even though I was doing all that, I would still be over there. But if it came time, everybody was wearing those gangster Nikes and stuff. When it came time, like just a simple example, if those gangster nikes, if the shoestrings weren't white, I'm the one washing shoestrings out. I mean, still it's going to be some feminine.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter how much you ask.
It's exactly right. It's exactly right. You know, I would be out there trying to fight, but still trying to look cute. You know, still trying to fix my hair while I'm about to fight. So, yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yes, crying when I got my nose ring knocked out. Crying.
Right.
No.
Oh, thank you for sharing, Afia. Hold the line. Yeah, y'all don't know. One day we get into all that. One day we get into what used to go on. But anyway, I'm going to go to the next call. Call it in from area code 205. 205, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Ramses again.
Hey, Ramses.
Hey, I wasn't trying to, you know, like, upset nobody or nothing.
No,
you know?
You did it. No, you didn't. Your descriptions, though, I thought that it was very interesting, and I'm very happy that you got back on the line because you can explain kind of what you meant by that, because that's really the whole point of this. So we're, you know, defining these very broadly, and we're using these terms that everyone uses, man and woman, but then at the same time, no one put masculinity and femininity, and I thought that was so interesting. So now that you're here, you could share. I don't think you didn't bother anybody. You just added another slice to the past, and now you can explain.
I agree with, you know, the caller just called in about the situation, you know, but I'm pretty sure, you know, like I grew up in Gary, Indiana, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't speaking on masculinity in an aggressive type way, but, you know, I was just coming from, you know, my experiences in life, and, you know what I'm saying, like, you don't want to sit up there and you and your man, you know, both waiting to watch Love and Hip Hop.
Wait a minute. Ramsey, wait a minute. You said you don't. Okay. All right. So Love and Hip Hop. I'm gonna just take what you said. I'm gonna go a step further.
I mean,
so Love and Hip Hop is more
like,
of a. That's more of a feminine show, is what you're saying. That's more of a show for the ladies.
Not in that sense, but you know what I'm saying. Like, you don't want to sit up here and gossip with your man. Like, you don't want your man to sit up there and be bringing you all the gossip, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't want to offend nobody, man.
There's no offending here. This is always just open sharing, you know, no offending here. Definitely appreciating your point of view here because you could explain exactly what you meant. So, no, go ahead. Go for it.
But, you know, you don't want to sit up and gossip with your man, you know what I'm saying? You know, you don't want your man acting like he got 13 joints a year, you know what I'm saying? He, you don't want your man acting like he got 13 periods a year, you know what I'm saying?
yeah, I got you.
Just like, you know, you don't want your lady, you know, like, go get me that Phillips so I can fix the lock on the door.
So that's an interesting one. So the whole thing about fixing, the women fixing something, is that considered to be a masculine trait? Like fixing, you know, screwing in or?
Well, let me clarify that. I don't want my lady, you know, like I'm about to rewire the house, you know, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'd rather my lady be like, you know, I'm about to do the laundry.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Like,
sure.
I ain't trying to offend nobody, you know. I know, you know, we both capable of doing anything we want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's just not your preference. I understand.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of my attributes was the same as for the women as for the men, you know? Like,
yeah, that's right.
But, you know, like, I don't want my lady sagging. I want my lady in some leggings, you know what I mean?
You don't want your lady sagging. Yeah, I feel you. Yes, I feel you. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I understand that.
Like, you know, like, the reason family, I wasn't trying to offend none of y'all, you know what I'm saying?
You did it. You definitely did not, Ramsey. And everyone is, they're laughing right now, enjoying your perspective. So you definitely are not offending anyone. Again, these concepts, what we're doing right now is really just looking at the differences between how we define something that is really seen as a universal. I mean, if you went to anybody, if you went to a professor, if you went to a school, you went to TV, you went to anybody and asked them, what's a man, what's a woman? You know, everyone would be, like, looking at you crazy, like, duh, we know what that is. Here's the list of everything that is a man or a woman. But when you get down to the root, which is what we're talking about, when you get down to what makes up this concept, that's when you get into these types of discussions, you know, and you see that a lot of people really see it differently. And so that's kind of why we're having this discussion, because I think it's helpful for all of us to see how something as simple as a man and a woman ain't really simple at all, because we all have these kind of underlying, you know, values, things that we saw growing up, things that, you know, we were taught about what it means to be a man and a woman, things that we've experienced ourselves, interactions with others, all of that stuff kind of forms this concept. And if you're not aware of that, it can really impact the way that you interact with what you say it is that you are and what you say it is that you won't. You know what I mean? So I'm just keeping it real. When I see what we're all talking about here, I'm like, I don't want no man acting like me. So I understand you, Ramsey. I understand what a lot of the callers said.
You know, like,
I don't
you
want that.
You ain't have your man to come home and then be on the phone talking about what happened at work all night. And, you
I don't
know,
want that.
Right. But I know guys like that. You know what I'm
saying?
I do,
too. Don't come by after. I know. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. Absolutely. Yes.
That's
well,
all
thank
I was
you, Ramsey.
Was masculinity and femininity. That's it. That's all.
Well, we heard it straight from Ramsey, so you all know, okay? He explained what he meant by that. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing. Again, Ramsey, much love to you. Hold
all
the
right,
line,
thanks.
Okay? Woo! This just wound up being such a stimulating conversation, as I knew it would be. Yes, I knew it would be. Wow. So going back to what we talked about, right, when we started this whole thing, we got to talking about words. We were talking about power words, words that raise our energy, words that lower our energy. We started with kind of that root of just looking at the energy we put behind those words, the words that raise our energy, the words that lower it. Then we went into concepts. Right? We talked about words being tied to concepts, concepts tied to imagery, imagery tied to feeling, kind of going down that whole line, you know, looking at the connection between those things. So this was a perfect example of man and woman. Look at all the feelings, the imagery. I mean, we don't went to women sagging, women, you know, fixing clocks with screwdrivers, to men gossiping, watching Love and Hip Hop. Look at how this concept just expanded into words, imagery, feelings, all of that behind two words, man and woman, right? We just went there. So this is kind of the point of breaking it down, because you really get to see what's at the root of it. And why this is important is, like I said, it really impacts the way that we interact with each other, how we deal with each other, how we get what we want, you know, how we don't get what we want. Some of us may not be sure of it, and this is why. I want to go to one caller, because I do see another hand up, and I'm laughing at you all in the room talking about brothers watching basketball wives. know, y'all giving Basketball Wives and Love and Hip Hop a bad name. I'm sure it's brothers out there that are masculine brothers that watch Basketball Wives, Love and Hip Hop, and Scandal. I'm just saying, y'all. Let me go to the line. I'm going to go to the caller. Call it in from 855. I believe this is Griffin. Hi, Griffin. Did you have your hand up to share again?
Hello?
Hello, Griffin. You had your hand up again.
No, I had it up from the first time.
Okay.
I should have taken it down.
Did you want to add anything to this?
You know what, Esther? Well,
wow.
When I hear the discussion, what I thought was how the differences in perspective with words, because I wouldn't add masculinity to my list because all the attributes I describe encapsulate masculinity.
Mm.
And the ones I describe encapsulate femininity. So it's just where I stand looking at the subject. That's how I see it. But I can definitely appreciate the different points that were raised, where when you look at masculinity itself, it is something that you can expand on, and a person might feel very strongly that is something that is important to note as a definite thing, and femininity just the same, because they're really maybe feeling the energy of what it is when you say the word or think of it, masculinity and femininity.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think they're very valid points to actually list, and I kind of, when I listen to it, I say, that's something to really think about, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what I really feel, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing.
Welcome,
thank you for sharing. All right, hold the line. Press 1, though, again, take yourself out of cue, Griffin.
All right, no problem.
All right. So I want to go to Taliba. Taliba, I would love for you to call in 646-652-2711, but I'm going to read your question because I think it is really, really good. Taliba in the chat room says, how do we transform, like when women have had to adapt masculine roles to survive this ish? How do we show men we are soft, gentle, nurturing, and need him to allow us the opportunity to deprogram? Okay, you can't call in. I think that's such a great question. So, Remix family, call in. Let's discuss this. So how do we shift? How do we shift that energy when we've had to adapt a lot of those masculine traits and really take on things that may seem to be more masculine than what, as we talked about, as some men would prefer? So call in and share, 646-652-2711. I think it's a beautiful question. I'm going to go to the caller calling in from area code 305. 305, you're live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
How you doing, Ms. Esther? It's Caddy.
Hey, Caddy, how are you?
I'm good. How you been?
I've been very well, Caddy. You sound like you on the road. Where are you at, Caddy?
No man land, was what I like to call it. But it's the it's the plains of Kansas, Texas, plains of Texas.
You're in Texas.
Okay. I'm in the middle of nowhere, so that's what I call no man's land.
Caddy calling in from no man's land, y'all. All right, Caddy, you calling to share?
I was actually, I just got into this show like 15 minutes ago, so I was listening to it, and I heard you talking about guys watching Basketball Wives and the hip-hop, loving hip-hop thing, and I'm like,
no, we was not talking about that, no. That was not the conversation, Caddy.
I was trying to figure out, what are we actually talking about here?
you know, no, we are not talking about that. We are actually going into defining what man and woman means. So we're talking about kind of the qualities and attributes that make up a man, the qualities and attributes that make up a woman. And right now we had just gotten a question from the chat room about how do you kind of transform the energy from a woman if she's had to take on a lot of that masculine energy, so basically putting on a man's pants. How do you transform that energy from away from that? If you're a man who maybe has taken on more feminine traits, how do you transform that energy? So that's what we were talking about right now. We wasn't talking about Stevie J and Love and Hip Hop and all that.
I mean, I don't watch none of it, tell you the truth.
That's great. But, that's wonderful. that was our point.
Yeah, you know, I'll be at home once in a while. I'll see, like, my little sister watching it, but I'll catch a little minute of it or whatever, but I just can't get into it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous the way they act, the women alone, you know, and it's like, you can get paid to act like that. Like, really? And I can't see myself. I can't sit there and watch the whole thing.
Yeah, that's good. We definitely don't want you to watch it. We definitely don't want you to watch it. So I'm going to go, I'm going to go to another caller. I'm going to let you listen so that you can hear what we were talking about. And if you want to chime in, I'll come back to you.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. Okay, hold the line for me, Caddy. Good to hear from you.
You too.
All right. Peace and love. Oh, got a lot of brothers. All right, I'm going to go to the next caller. Caller there from area code 612. 612, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Esther, this is Sakina. Is that who you're talking
hey.
To?
Hey, yes.
Hey. Okay, well, I've been denying calling, like, for the last couple hours, and it's really funny because at the top of my list was masculine and feminine. Like, if this is what we're listing,
wow.
then, you know, a man to be masculine and
yeah.
a woman, you know, to be feminine, that's why we even have those two categories. Now, we can
mm-hmm.
borrow, you know, from them when needed. That way we're not boxed in. But I guess the question from, is it Taliba?
Yeah, Taliba.
Is that her
uh-huh.
name? Okay.
Yeah.
I felt like I needed to call in because this is something that I work on every day. Because I'm a very feminine, you know, female, but one of my boxes is that I'm an Aries, so I'm a fire sign, and that's a masculine trait, and anytime I need to tap into that, I will. So if
mm-hmm.
I feel attacked or if I feel upset or if I feel boxed in or anything like that, it's going to automatically lash out. But
yeah.
I also have a husband who is very masculine because I'm a woman, so I like masculinity, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I have to, you know, because it's always all these mouthy women this and all this stuff. And so I had to be open to look at that and say, okay, am I doing it too much or is there a time that I don't need to do it? So everybody's talking about being aware and being conscious. That's where that really comes in. Okay, I feel myself escalating to this. This is my husband.
Yeah.
We have children.
Yeah.
I'm realizing how much of an example, like, you really, really have to be for your children because
of
the same type of behavior
yeah.
will reflect in your household, and you wonder why your kids are arguing. Well, mommy and daddy always arguing. So,
yeah.
you know, sometimes I have to be like, okay, I don't have to say nothing. And then the first time I
started,
it was like,
okay. And that takes a lot of strength. That take
a
lot
of strength.
Does that
it takes some
nothing?
Wisdom. It takes some intelligence. It takes some
yes.
humility. It takes some, okay, it's not who you think you are, it's who you think you're not. You know, it's like, okay,
yeah.
I have to chill out. And but then it's also about being assertive. It's not about, okay, well, I'm a woman, so I shouldn't have a voice. I don't have anything to say. If there's some
yeah.
a time that I feel like I should say something or I need to say something or if it makes me feel like I'm going to be suppressing something, then I also have to tap into that consciousness and awareness and say, okay, you know, I need to say something. And then it's not even about what you say sometimes. It's about how you say it.
How you say it, and that's the whole point.
I'm a woman, so I can say what I got to say lovingly, you know, and get my point across still. And then at the end of the day, you know, it makes it better, and then there's no hostility and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank
Shakina,
you.
For real.
Thank you. All right.
All right.
Good night. I love
y'all,
Remix family. All right.
Oh, we love you too. I love that. Yes, yes. That's such a great point. Such a great point. Let me go to the next caller calling in from area code 805. 805, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi, Esther. It's Rhonda from California.
Hey, Rhonda from California.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I cannot wait one day to hear your story.
You know, y'all is funny. Why y'all want to hear about me being bad? Y'all are so funny. One day, Rhonda.
Yeah.
Maybe in the priesthood we talk about it. Maybe that's what we
do. I just want to follow your journey, that's all.
Yeah, it's a hell of a journey. It's a hell of a journey. Trust that, okay?
Well, I wanted to say I wanted to do some, have an input on what the last caller was talking about, playing both roles.
Yeah.
Well, with me, it's like when you're a single parent, you play both roles. So you're both. And in my past, I have met, you know, men because I was so used to playing both roles that they felt like I didn't need them.
You know what I mean?
And I want to be the woman. That's all I want to be. But, you know, you just get used to that. You know what I mean?
I think it's very difficult.
Especially when you get used to it kind of way, you know, you get really just being in both roles like that, you know. And it's because I chose men in my past that I had to play both roles, too.
I understand that. I understand that. And that's very difficult. You know, coming from a pure place, you know, that's a very difficult thing to do. And I think that, just speaking from experience, it can really shift the dynamic of the relationship. You know, for me, if I have to put on the pants, if I got to be the provider, if I got to be the one fixing everything, if I got to be that, then I'm not going to be so sweet and kind and sensitive. That's just the effect of that. You know, if I'm the one that's taking care of the business, paying all the bills, fixing everything, making sure stuff gets done, you can't expect me to come home, dress up in pumps and cook your dinner, iron your clothes, you know, have sex with you when you want it. I mean, it just doesn't work like that. So I understand, you know, that shift, but I also understand that once that happens, it really offsets the energy in the relationship, and it can be very, very difficult to get it back. And so I appreciate, you know, you sharing, and definitely Shakina sharing, just about what to do when you kind of get it that way, because sometimes you do just need to shut your ass up and let your man be your man if he can do that. If he can do that, because sometimes
that's why I want a man that can be a man, so I can be the woman, okay? Because that's what I want to be, the woman.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. I feel you. I feel you. You all need to get on the line, 646-652-2711, because we are still going. I want to make sure we got 3 minutes left. Didn't mean to cut you off, Wanda. If you're not able to get on the line, then make sure you download the show. Peace and love, everyone. We are still going. Go ahead. Go ahead, Wanda.
That's okay. That's all I had to say, Esther. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Wanda. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you, too. All right, hold the line. Oh, I love you all. All right, let me go to the caller calling in from area code 510. 510, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, this is Deshaun calling from Oakland, California.
Did you say Deshaun?
Deshaun, yes.
Deshaun, Deshaun. Okay,
yes,
hey, Deshaun from Oakland. Deshaun from Oakland. I got it.
Yeah. We Facebook right. friends, too. I'm a big fan of your poetry, by the way. But,
thank you. What's good?
Yeah. I basically just called in because I heard the discussion, and lately
yeah.
I've been listening to Dr. Frances Cress Welsing.
Yes.
And I hear her say a lot that if we don't understand racism, white supremacy, that everything else that we try to understand will only confuse us.
Mm.
You know, and I know a lot of sisters feel like, you know, brothers, you know, ain't really handling their business, but really, it's like we're at war. All of us together, the sisters and the brothers, we at war with the other side. So it's kind of a touchy situation as far as providing, because this is not our situation, so to speak. We didn't set it up like this, you know. It's not I'm not saying that from a complainatory way, like I'm complaining like they got us down. I'm saying that from a warrior standpoint.
It's
a war again. So the best thing that y'all could do is help us fight this war in y'all own way.
So what's in our own way? What you mean?
I mean, it's like my mother taught me when I was a kid. She said, you're going to have to be twice as better as these white people out here, and that's just the way it is. You know, just kind of, you know, instilling a little I mean, she approached me from a warrior standpoint, just raising me. But as a companion, though, I would say just understand that your mate is at war when he walk outside. You know, 24/7.
Do you feel that? And I appreciate that. Basically, you saying, you know, we need to hold our men down. So are you? Do you think that men understand the role of being at war? So are they playing this role as being the warrior, or is it, you know, kind of a passive role there?
Yeah, it's kind of like a sickness because some of us don't even know that we're at war. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, some of us don't even know that we're at war. We're just out here sick, you know. So
if the brother don't know they at war, then we really can't. What you want the sisters to do then?
If the brother don't know he at war, tell him to go in his pocket and ask him if he see a white face on that, a black face on that dollar, and ask him have he ever seen one. Then show him who control everything. Tell him who pays you. Tell him who signs your check. You know, and he'll understand.
Yeah.
He'll understand. He'll have to. I can tell you right now, it ain't no brother out here that's completely ignorant to the fact that we at war. It may be some people that got a little bit of money cushion that have been lied to, that's living in fairy tale world. But sooner or later, you know, everybody wakes up. I would say, if you're dealing with a brother that don't understand that, make sure he do understand that. And if he don't understand that, then he's really somebody somebody, just like you said, if he can, he's somebody who can. Everybody ain't going to make it, you know?
Yeah. And I guess that the response to that from some sisters would definitely be, so, you know, we got to educate y'all, we got to tell you what you need to look out for, we got to hold you down. Like, what are the brothers going to do in return? You know, so once they educated, if they not going to respond, if they don't respond to that, then what, you know?
The main thing that we could do, brothers and sisters, is understand this racism, white supremacy. That's the best thing we can do because that's going to help us, one, come together. That's going to help us really understand where we at in this war, and that's going to help us move further. But I feel like right now it's like a lot of, you know, the brothers feeling a little down because the sisters are making a little, basically they plan is working. So we kind of like affected by it, like, damn, you know, the household's breaking up, ain't no fathers in the household, a million niggas in jail across the United States, you know, so, but the best thing we could do is just understand it, you know, because, you know, we can't fight, you know, and when I say fight, I mean, like, you know, educate ourselves, be healthy. You know, don't be as high. You know, sometimes be sober. You know, take care of our kids. If you have a kid, stay. You know, stay with the female. Maybe she has to understand white supremacy. You know, maybe the sister's kind of, and the brother's not, vice versa. But however, we just have to understand what we're dealing with.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. I definitely understand what you're saying. Great.
I appreciate your listening.
Yes, appreciate you sharing. Thank you for calling in. Hold the line.
Oh, I will.
All right. What do you all have going on in the chat room? Do I even want to know? So, child, I missed a whole lot of it. I just see it's a whole lot of conversation. So I am going to go to you. Do I want to go to you is my question, because I see a whole lot of I disagree. All right, Sunshine. Oh, wow. You all are so funny. Okay, I am going to area code 505. You are live on the remix.
Okay,
Okay, so please share, share what everyone is disagreeing with, please.
all right, here we go. I just took it back to like World War II. I didn't even go back to like slavery and Willie Lynch and all that. But I think what I'm saying is that we got a lot of baggage over the last 500 years. We got a serious amount of baggage because everybody tried to shit on us in every way they could, especially in this country. But you know, I mean, brothers in South Africa ain't doing that much better, or Brazil. You know, or any of those places. So basically, what I'm saying is this. It's real hard. It's real difficult. And I learned this from a spiritual incident, but it's real difficult to have expectations of males, black males, or black females in our culture, because we've been out of our culture and away from our culture for so long that we literally have mutated and morphed into something else. So what I was saying was that in World War II, women literally ran this country. They were all doing all kinds of male jobs. All the baseball teams, all the sports things, they were all women because all the males were off at war. So basically what happened there was that women began to take on the roles that men were normally suited for males in this Western European society. So basically what happened out of that is that women who did not even know they were gay became gay, because the situation now was them dealing with women, interfacing with women in a very different way than they'd ever done that before. This is all psychological stuff. All, you know, I mean, you know, there's books written on this stuff. So I mean, the bottom line is, once you know something morphs from its original state, it becomes all kinds of things. So I was just saying that, I grew up with some dudes who was hard as fuck. You know, I grew up like you grew up. I grew up with niggas who was hard as fuck. You know, most of these niggas turned out to be murdererers. You know, most of them in the joint now, the ones who ain't in the joint, they're all murderers for hire. You know, so I still know people like that, you know. So basically what I'm saying is some of them niggas is gay too, you know, from just being in the penitentiary. So what I'm saying is this. There's no real clear way to define a relationship between a male and a female, because a woman may be attracted to them. There's a lot of women who are attracted to males based on what they look like. That's why, you know, you go to a concert, you see all these women screaming for whoever they're screaming for, you know what I'm saying? And but it's the same thing with males. Male, you know, a whole bunch of males in love with somebody like Toni Braxton. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's all the same thing. But what happens is that stuff becomes, if in our original culture, that would have been shallow. Because, you know, I'd run into brothers from Africa who was going to school in Washington, D.C., and their parents wrote and told them from Africa that they were now married.
You know what I'm saying?
So I mean, our culture, we're living in a very different world than what our culture is about, because we're star people. We live according to what happens in the universe. We operate like that. So, you know, to have people down here who are living in a totally different, you know, to be under the thumb of people who have a totally different a way of interpreting the world that they live in, and having that be a very false representation to begin with, that causes DNA to mutate. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get too technical about this, but we've mutated from what we were. And so here was the story I wanted to tell you. You know, I don't know if this explained anything for anybody or not, but I just need to let everybody know where I'm coming from with this, because I'm not trying to hurt nobody. I'm not trying to hate none of that. So the bottom line is this. I had these expectations of my brothers for years, you know, and them niggas seem to keep getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. So after spending a lot of years in around spiritual settings, around holy men, high priests, all kind of stuff like that, and learning from them, the most powerful lesson I learned from them was the lesson of compassion. And it took me a hell of a long time, and like reading the autobiography of a yogi three times for that to start to sink in. But when it finally sunk in, I went into a lodge and you know, all males, and I went into this lodge and I just looked at the, I just for some reason I just felt this, you know, overwhelming thing to tell the Creator. I just told the Most High in no uncertain terms. It's like, you know what, God, all I need to do is see my brothers every day. I love them. I don't give a fuck what they do. You know, and I ask their forgiveness for me, ever expecting them to be anything other than what they were. Within 2 weeks, both of them niggas' life turned around almost 180. So what I realized out of that, is that all of this other stuff that we're dealing with is fine. But as long as we ain't dealing with love and compassion, it don't mean nothing, because that's what comes from the Creator. That's what we were given. That's all the Creator expects of us. When we ask something of God, all we got to do is know that it's going to go down like that, the way we ask for it. We got to know that. So all this other stuff that we're going through, all these other stresses and strains and all this, it's totally unnecessary, you know. And so it's going to take a long time for that to sink in for a lot of people. But for whoever that hit home with, you know, I hope you take it and run.
Yeah. No. Thank you for calling. Setting it straight, but. I just wanted you to explain your point. I saw a whole bunch of people talking about, nah, Sunshine, I don't agree. So I just needed you to come and explain. All right. Hold the line for me, Sunshine.
All right.
Woo-wee. Wow. Yes, we are in the after hours. We done went into the after hours. I want to make sure that I get the sister Taliba on, because I know she said she had pressed one. Taliba, let me know what area code you're calling from so I can make sure I get you on. I'm going to go to the next caller on the line calling in from area code 501. 501, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line? Where are you calling from?
Hi, P. This is Afia again. I'm so glad you came back to me.
Yes.
Yes, I don't even know if I came off the right way a while ago. Well, I don't know if I came off to where I was understood. But what Taliba was saying, I have something to say about that, because that's what I've been working on, you know. And Miss Blue, one thing Miss Blue had gave me advice on was one way to get more into the feminine energy and not to be because I think we think too much. To me, a masculine trait is being a warrior and being a worrier, thinking, problem-solving, logical, you know.
And I think we sometimes, as whether single parents or whatever we've been through in life, take on that, and we don't know how to stop. So mm-hmm. I finally realized what Ms. Blue was saying, excuse me, when she said just take 10 minutes a day, every day, and don't and think about nothing. Just
yeah.
think about nothing.
Yeah.
Meditate on black. You know, think about nothing.
Yeah.
She also gave me the advice to get a black spinel. You know,
mm-hmm.
and those are just those are practices. But let me see, I made a little list. But just by meditating on that, the way I've been working on, just by meditating on that, then you build your intuition up more. You listen to yourself more innately feminine traits. And then through
yeah.
that, you're going to have more creativity. You're going to be more sensual. You're going to be more
yeah.
nurturing instead of
so let me, I want to tell you what I think the sister was getting at, and then I'm going to let you address that. I think she was speaking from a perspective of basically having to do both. And so, you know, not that she lost her intention, like her intuition.
Mm-hmm.
She still has that.
Mm-hmm.
But because
mm-hmm.
the man wasn't doing it, you know, because the man basically kind of fell into the more feminine role, probably from emotions or just, you know, there's different things that can push brothers to an emotional standpoint or just from not being a provider. And so she took on both traits. She took on both sides of it. So in this case, it may not, it didn't seem, it just, and she can't call in, unfortunately, because we're in the after hours, but just from what she put in the room, it seemed like it was more so that she took on both things as opposed to she just wasn't in touch with the feminine aspect, you know. So once you kind of take on both roles, then how do you get out of it? You know, how do you kind of go back to balancing that out, you know?
Get out of, well, I guess I'm in that situation now. Get out of it.
Well, not get out of it, but let's say balance it out.
I guess the advice I would have, it was a sister, can I mention a book?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's a sister, Sister Angela Freeman. Sister Angela Freeman, the book is called God's Gift, How to Be a Good Black Woman to a Strong Black Man. She plays absolutely no games with us in this book, you know, from what the brother was talking about every day when they go outside, they're at war.
Yeah.
She breaks that down. But one thing, I guess, that she really, the one of the greatest things she says in this book is talking about the Steve Harvey thing, act like a woman but think like a man.
Oh, my goodness. Don't get me started. Do not get me started on that.
To do that. She said that if you think like a man, you're going to act like a man. And it's real talk because think about all the things men think about. If you end up thinking about a man, you're going to start acting like a man, and that can go so far, you know? So,
yeah.
But so,
yeah,
by thinking
you know,
like a woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of things, I think it's a lot of things in our life that we go through, whether it's single parenting or whatever, that we may feel like we have to take on masculine roles. But I think that's, in theory, that's some good advice, because if we think like women, it's different feminine ways that we can do a lot of these different things, you know. It's just ways that we can still go at these things and not go at them like how a man would. And then it's still take us out of character. So
absolutely. I love that. I love that you said that. I cannot stand that book. I can't stand that movie. I can't stand anything about acting like a damn woman, thinking like a man, or acting like a man, thinking like a woman, whatever the hell it is. It don't make no sense. I just feel like it's so stupid to even say something like that. You know, as a woman, why would I want to think like a man? Why wouldn't I want to think like a damn? I'm a woman. I want to think like a woman. As a man, think like a damn man. Tap into your inner wisdom. Like, I just think it's so stupid. stupid, so contradictory, and quite frankly, I don't want any relationship, love, dating advice from Steve Harvey. I mean, that's Esther speaking, but, you know, I can't roll with it. So you trying to tell me how to act, that sounds like you might have some issues that you need to deal with. That's just how I feel about it. Okay. So let me keep it moving. Y'all got me going off on Steve. Yeah, I can't deal with that. Okay, so thank you for sharing a fee. Thank you for bringing that up. Hold the line for me, okay? All right, peace and love. Woo, y'all got me wrapped up tonight. All right, Chastity, I'm coming back to you now. Area code 615. You are live on the remix.
Okay. With regards to the sister's comment, like, for real, sister's been doing that for ages. You know what I mean? We have been playing quote-unquote male roles for ages. We were warriors. We were kings. We were, I'm not kings, but queens. We ran stuff. If you look in the Native American, in the way they deal with their governments, we were the persons that the land came through, the money came through, all of the stuff that we traditionally think of as male attributes. What happens is when you come here to a quote-unquote Western American mindset, you get locked into a state of being. But this is where brothers and sisters that are conscious are going to have to be more than quote-unquote conscious and start actually doing some damn work. This takes communication from both of us. So if you know that you've been dealing in a situation where a Negro wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing, he left you or whatever the case may be, then you just need to be upfront with this brother that's coming into your life and really have one of those good shadow self sessions with him and say, this is the situation. I've had to do this, this, and this, and this is what I'm bringing into the this is what I'm bringing into the relationship, and then have him do the same thing. That's why I always say, sister, smile. You know, let him know that, you know, this is what the deal is, but I am not completely hardened. And the second thing is don't in your mind take on that mindset that just because I've had to take on both roles that I'm going to be hardened by it myself. Because we've always had to do that. And slavery, it was a sister putting guns to brothers' backs. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't turn back. It wasn't no brother doing that. It was us that was in the fields with babies on our back. We've always been that strength in that sense that we traditionally think of, this is what the brother is supposed to do. And even when you look back in ancient times, when they had kings and queens in Egypt, we were sitting next to each other. So it wasn't no thing of the brother's supposed to have more strength, the sister's supposed to have more strength. I just think you need to communicate and get that stuff out in the open so that it doesn't become a barrier in your relationship, because it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
That's all
I
wanted to say.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. Thank you, Chastity. Wow.
No
Ooh, wait, y'all like talking about this. All right, let me go. I see a few more hands up. I can't tell if you all have just had your hands up and still want to share or not, but I want to make sure that we've gotten to everyone before we close out tonight. So I'm going to go back to 805. 805, you're live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi, Esther. It's me, Wanda. I didn't put my hand down.
You didn't put your hand down. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. All right. All right. Whew. Well, you all, this has been a entertaining, engaging, enlightening, very powerful share. I think that we will definitely continue this because it did turn into some other. I know original. I know, right? But that is the whole point. I knew it was because when you start to break down these concepts, this is what happens. And I really appreciate the Remix family for opening up and really just showing how intricate these things are. We use a simple term. We use man and woman. I told y'all we was going to get to love and hate. If we start doing love and hate, though, we're going to be here for another week because you saw how long we went. We didn't even get to actually having all of our words together. So just want to say thank you all again for being here, for sharing, you know, sending much love out to all of the Remix family. I really, really love all of you. Sending much love out to Miss Blue and Sister Manya, Brother Bilal, all of the priestess, all of the self-investors, everyone holding it down. You know we will definitely be back on Sunday night. Whew, we're going to get it in again. We're going to get it in again. I think I'm going to have to play me some music to take it down because I know my energy is real hype. Y'all got me talking about Steve Harvey. Y'all don't even know. I could talk for hours about that. So let me see what we going to play to just set the energy right. For real, you all. Let me see what we gonna play. We gonna play some music and then we gonna take it out. Y'all are too funny. Oh, y'all are too funny. Yeah, I need some. Speaking of masculine energy, I need some masculine energy. So let's see what we gonna play here. Just want to remind everyone, no self-invested tomorrow, guys. Make sure that you definitely keep working on what we've been working on in class, and we gonna see y'all on Sunday. Download, download, download. Let's see what we gonna hear. Y'all are so funny in the chat room. All right, here we go, y'all, here we go. Peace and love, Remix family, love you all. See you on Sunday. Oh, boy, don't start doing that. We still here, y'all. Just waiting for it to actually play. Oh, your calls dropped. Yeah, the board is doing some interesting things. It's doing some interesting things back here. That's okay. That's all right.
Feel this way, you never taught me how to heal the pain. I wish you. Times have changed. I wish we could go and be.